Welcome to the friend zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the friend zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
I wish I didn't feel it. I know it just ain't right. Seems to pop up in my head morning, noon, and night. I just can't release it. The memories of you. Mama never told me love would leave me so damn blue. I got misery, cause I know loving you's a sin. You got me on my knees praying that I don't give in, baby. You and me never ever could have been. I got misery, cause I love you till the end. I'm so blue. And I can't let go of you. I'm so blue. And I can't stop loving you. I'm so blue.
Well, all right. Well, all right, I like something like that. Start off the flow. It's something different, something new, something original. And everybody know that we switch up and then we go off the beat. And we go with something new to make you move about your seat and make you cough like at the flu. I almost dropped the beat. Now watch how quick I bring that shit right back to me. It's because I am a motherfucking professional. You see, I rap slow, I rap fast as well. Everybody knows I'm educated quite swell. But I will cuss you out if you can't tell. So let me put it, make it as a little bit more hood, so that my nigga Asante can rap so good like he always do when it is just understood that it is his turn. So let me get it in his hood.
Well, I don't want you to have the sweet misery. Don't want you to feel all blue. But friend, you know we the number one fans, and I can't believe you just did that shit, friend. Damn, man, I can't believe I'm blessed. I'm sitting right here and I'm feeling in my chest from listening to you sing all of the things you bring. I can't handle it. Dustin, you know what I mean.
Whoa.
I cannot believe.
Ain't nothing necessary.
And then you gonna say, I need you to rap. How? Sway?
I'm the nigga Future was talking about when he was like, this nigga acting like he won a Grammy. I feel like that right now. Okay? Because friend of Hey Friend Hey.com just saying that.
Blame it on the VMAs. Blame it on the Eclipse.
Finally! Oh, my God. Now, that's a season finale for your ass, okay?
Man,
friend.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome you. Okay.
Okay.
I don't even know what to do. Shooketh, I am.
Right.
Friend.
Oh, I can't believe it.
She sings, y'all.
I wanted to join in with the guys this week. It's been a good month.
Okay. Oh!
She
Shout
had
out
fun.
To everybody.
Man.
I can't believe it. You guys can finally stop asking. Hell, I can finally stop asking. Fran sang on the show.
Man.
It was amazing. As you can see, we are not gassing her when we say how beautiful her voice is.
Oh, thank you.
How much talent she has. Y'all can see
I'm rusty,
it's a real
y'all.
Thing.
I have not sang in front of a mic in so long, so...
If that's rusty, I would hate to see you shot. Because that was damn good, friend.
Thank you. That was fun.
That was fun.
Mona, don't even waste your time emailing. She ain't interested.
No,
she's not interested, okay?
Well, how are your weekends, guys?
Y'all tell me, how was the Afro Punk Festival? Did you see Sampha?
Nope.
You know what? We did not.
And I was posted up because I had something to say when he wasn't around. So somebody was in his face. I ran from that nigga all weekend.
Oh, man.
I was like, I don't want to see Sampha because Sampha looked like. Now, I didn't say what he sound like. Okay? But oh Sanford God, do also look like he know how to fight with them blue checkered boxer shorts that we all got, them Hanes and them blue plaid boxers that all the niggas in the hood got. You fight with no shirt on and you be sagging. And you got them blue plaid boxers that get wore out. It's like a cheap sheet. They made out the same material. You know how cheap thread count sheets, the more you wash and dry them, they just lay. You know what yes. I'm saying? That's what these boxers do. And Sanford do look like he got a pair that he will fight outside in. That's not saying I won't go ahead and put them up. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying I'm prepared. So I kind of stayed at the goal stage.
I'm dead. We had fun, though.
We did. Yes.
We saw... I saw Princess Nokia, who I was hyped to see.
Yes.
I've been wanting to see her live, and she killed it.
Yes.
She has a lot of really good energy. Little Sims, that me and yes. you were like, who is that? Yeah, and I finally looked her up, and it was Little Sims.
Oh,
I think she's from the UK. She's so dope.
Super dope. Me and Fred kept looking at each other.
During the meet and greet, so we were like trying to hug people, but she kept like
jamming.
So we were like stopping mid-hug to look up at the stage because she was just so good. Who else? Of course, SZA killed.
Oh my God.
Solange killed.
Anderson .Paak killed.
I wouldn't get to see him. I'm so devastated.
He killed.
He was like the main act that I wanted to catch, but didn't
happen. Rafael Sadiq was good too.
I love what he was wearing.
God, he was sharp in the motherfucking
cute,
right turn.
I really wanted to see the looks.
He was sharp, and he changed into a t-shirt, and he was jamming. He had that circle around his eye. He was jamming.
He's so dope.
It was totally a Rafael Sadiq moment. And then when he sang them Tony songs and sounded just like the record.
Mm.
Wow.
Okay, that was wonderful. SZA really just, she touched me because all she needs is a mic and the spotlight. And she just sings. Everybody know I love Garden. That's my favorite song on the album.
Yeah.
I love her energy, too. She was like jumping on stage and like spinning and twisting like a ballerina. Like just having fun. Like
she
the way you would be dancing
music.
In your room in front of a mirror.
She was amazing.
I like her. Huh? Yeah, I'm a huge fan.
All the love we got from all the listeners. That's always my favorite part of engaging like that. So just the people that
Two
pick up
hours
on all the jokes.
Plus. Of meeting. Like that was...
Close to three, low key.
Close to three, yeah. It's just that obviously, like, we had to eat and sit down. My feet were expired, but we didn't want to close the line because I honestly didn't anticipate it being that much, like, that big. But the love was so...
You can't get over
the
it.
The love was so real, and everybody was so funny. You guys had us dying. Everybody coming
so
up to the line like, So that made my day.
My feet was looking at me how Nicki Minaj and Blac Chyna was looking at each other in that video. Like, that's how me and my feet was looking at each other.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't hang. When Sunday came,
good.
I was like, I can't. I couldn't even make it on Sunday. I was so beat. I mean, from the month as a whole, but I think I reached my bandwidth.
Yeah, and
like,
that's
Afropunk,
fine.
Yeah, Saturday when I got home, I was like, Fran, you've reached your bandwidth. You need to know when to say
can't
no.
Can't have you passing out at the festival
I
now.
Know.
Somebody
I
did,
knew.
Too.
I believe it.
Was it Sunday or Saturday when that girl passed? Were you there when the girl passed out?
No.
So it must have been Sunday. Wasn't nothing really wrong with her. She had just drank too much.
Oh.
Yeah, she just needed some water. So I guess something was wrong with her. I don't mean it like that, but she did.
Okay.
That's my point. Because when she came too, she was talking shit. And so I just looked at her like.
What about you, Asante? How was 305 Live LA?
Okay.
305 Live LA was excellent. We actually have a lot of listeners that were out there.
I believe it.
I randomly had some Friend Zone stickers that I was giving out to the listeners that showed up to me at the party.
Dead.
So thanks for coming up. Leave those stickers wherever the hell you are out in LA, out in Hollywood, so I can say, we made it. I was leaving those stickers in really random places. So if you spot one, snap
Cute.
It or something. But it was an amazing movie. It was crazy.
You looked adorable. Neon orange.
And you know what's funny?
Neon orange is for you.
I shouldn't even say this, but that the orange top that I had on, I was actually saving that for Afropunk. Like, I bought it months ago. Like, I'm going to wear this to Afropunk. And
that's
I
your color. That's
so you
totally
bought it for that
color.
Weekend.
I bought it for Afropunk. And I was going to do a whole bunch of shit with it. But it got repurposed for the good. So I was so happy to still wear it. And I was so happy to be out there with Fury. He was worried about people coming to show up. LA, y'all showed up. Y'all were not bougie. Y'all got in the water.
Y'all
were good sport. Special shout out to Char Seth.
Shout out to Char, who was
fucking
the hustle
fucking
up.
It.
Jamming.
Yes. Aww. Yes. People that we know on our timelines were out there killing that shit, so I appreciate y'all for coming out.
And shout out to Fury's body.
Okay, Fury the body.
Excuse me.
If you caught Instagram Live, y'all caught my movie that I was making
Fury
of
the
him.
Body.
he was standing up, and you know, you got that friend that got that good eye on the mm-hmm. camera. I had him. I was holding him down, so you know, check
that skin, putting the that muscles, work in. Hell yeah,
I'm
not
a glow up. Okay, but it was an amazing weekend. I just wish that we would have all been together.
I know.
So it feels so good to be back in the studio with y'all this
Yay.
Week.
Shout out to y'all, but okay. I'm glad we basically tag team from West Coast
That's
to
right.
East Coast.
Mm-hmm. Hit him with a left, hit him with a right.
My arms might be too short to box a guy, but I bet you they're gonna reach across this country.
Oh my God. Okay.
And then across the and back across the pond. Okay. Okay.
And
speaking
slap
of
on the other way across.
Oh my God. I have my go ahead friend hat on, hey, so
we're gonna point to
So speaking of flying coast to coast, on last week's episode we had the business it turned into a business travel tips episode because
yes,
we
did.
Didn't realize we had so much to say about the airport. Yes. You guys loved it. I really actually enjoyed the feedback that you guys gave us because you guys put us on to so many tips mm-hmm. that you've come up on, which were extremely helpful. Really excited to share those with you today. But Asante, who stood out to you the most?
First and foremost, I want to give a shout out to Michelle Mitchell. She said, hey, friend zone, because I actually just traveled this week. And before I traveled, I was talking about how I wanted a pillow, like a better neck pillow. So wanted to suggest looking at Journey Pillow for a great travel pillow. It's black owned and created. I love its softness and how flush it is to your neck with memory foam. So I'm going to check them out. It's journeypillow.com. And they have a selection of pillows. They range from $39.99. You can get a 2-pack in case you're traveling with a buddy and they need a pillow too. So check them out. And also really fast, I want to say what's up to Julian. Julian Pearson's a friend of the show. He's been a longtime listener. Julian wanted to point out Mobile Passport, which is something we touched on really quickly. But Mobile Passport is completely free. All it is when you take pictures of your passport and register your passport on through the app. And I think you answer a few questions, and it's really easy and quick. But whenever you're entering back into the country at any airport, a mobile passport is probably just as fast, if not quicker, than global entry in some cases.
I remember when you used it.
When I used it,
past us.
I couldn't believe
that.
We had
like another hour, I think, in comparison.
I went on ahead and I got y'all's luggage and mm-hmm. stuff. I was like, well, since there's time, let me just be helpful.
Never even heard of it.
It was crazy. But thank y'all so much for writing to the emails. Friend, what did you find over there in SoundCloud land?
So I didn't actually have one specific person, but a lot of people were hitting me up saying the same thing. So I wanted to mention that I told people about the Echo Sign feature that you can use when you need to sign contracts and you don't have a printer or a scanner nearby or accessible to you. And Echo Sign is a way to sign your app, your contract, excuse me, digitally. So people were saying, yes, but DocuSign is another really dope one. And people were saying they actually use that more often because it syncs to your Google Docs. Mm. And I know most people have their life run by Google.
Gmail,
yeah, and Gmail. So that's probably way more aligned with your lifestyle and your
Google
work. Yeah, and your files. Right. So DocuSign is another one that you can check out. And then people put me on to packing cubes, which I had never heard of. And it's not the ones, because when people said packing cubes, I assumed it was like the vacuum seal ones that kind of like make your, like the shrink wrap mm-hmm. for your clothes. But it's these little cute cubes that kind of vacuum seal a little bit, mm-hmm. but that's not their primary function. It's more so an organizational tool for your luggage. So you can have like a little cube where your shoes go, a little cube where your shirts go, where your toiletries. You know, I'm a organizational freak. So that to me, I was like, oh, looked it up on Amazon, sold.
Right.
So I haven't gotten them yet, but I do have a trip coming up this weekend. I'll actually be in Vermont for one of my best friend's weddings.
Bring me back some cheese.
I've never been, so I'm really excited. And the hotel I'm staying at is so beautiful, like overlooks the mountains.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
My friend's getting married on a farm, reception in a barn.
Gorgeous.
So, isn't that the weirdest?
That's so cool.
I was like, are the animals going to be there? She's like, yes, so don't wear heels. Like, it's going to be a very chill family.
That's
just
really cool.
Isn't that cool? I kind of love it. Like, no pressure, very laid back. So that's where I'll be. So I'm definitely hoping that the cubes come before then, because I can put them to the test this weekend when I travel. But thank you so much for the tips. Someone else showed, but I didn't catch the name. Did any of you catch it? It was like a neck wrap that is like, it looks like a scarf, but it's stiff. And then apparently, like, you can lean on it because it stays stiff on your neck.
That's a goddamn whiplash brace.
It almost looks like a neck brace, but like a cute scarf version of a neck brace.
I saw that, that's but cool. I didn't realize it was stiff. And it's, I didn't know what it was.
But my thing is, what are the long-term effects? I don't really like playing with my neck. Right. Watch it, y'all. Watch it. But especially after that Issa episode. No, but
we'll get there. We're not there yet, but we'll get there.
No, but thank you guys so much for the tips. I really loved it. And I still have to go and sift through your comments because you literally got, you put me onto so much. I'm about to be a traveling diva with all these tips. So thank you guys. Now, Dustin, what'd you find in the street?
In the street. Shout out to Leia Moon. L-A-Y-A-A-M-O-O-N.
Okay.
Who tweeted four pictures of her daughter. And the tweet says, "She knows she the shit. I love it. I'm doing great as a parent. LOL." And her daughter is the cutest thing in this little shirt that says, "Brown girl, your skin is gold." And look at the little girl posing. It is the cutest little girl ever. And so now the tweet makes so much more sense. You can find it on my Twitter timeline. So shout out to her for being a good black mother. Shout out to Crazed Aquarian, Arizona, who I like you because your name is the same as Ice-T. So that's just real. Your name just real. Who, what person from the hood can't relate to Arizona? So shout out to her who said Dustin slays me and sent a video of her laughing at a joke, some joke I cracked. But it's just funny when y'all send me like reaction videos. I love to watch them.
It's my favorite, especially when they involve their children.
Speaking of my favorites and what you love, shout out to Hey Friend Hey once again for making the These Street Streets Rhyme.
Hey.
Who tweeted 6 days ago that one of the ladies from her wellness retreat gave her the sky on the night they met as a piece of art.
Dude.
This is the cutest. Where can I mean?
Is that not the how more coolest? Thoughtful? Is that not the coolest gift? And when she gave it to me, she gave it to me at the Friend Zone Live. Shout out to Vanessa, and she was like, "It's a piece of art of the sky when the first night we met." And I was like, "What?
Wow!"
I'm like, "What do you mean?" And then when I finally got home and opened it, did you see it? Mm-mm. Look at it. It's like it's a piece of art.
You showed me that. Yes.
I was stunned. Like, I can truly say that's probably one of the most thoughtful, sweetest, impactful gifts I have ever received in my life. Because it's so genuine and full of love. Like, who thinks
that's
of
crazy.
You on the night they met you? Like, I cannot wait to get it framed.
That's crazy.
I cannot wait to get it framed. Dope. My mom was like, "What? The night you met?" She's like, "How does she do that?" But apparently it's a website called The Night Sky or something, thenightsky.com, where you can do that for your, if you go on a date, like the first day you and your boo met,
thoughtful.
That would be so cute. See, we putting y'all on.
Thoughtful, thoughtful, thoughtful.
But look at, someone in here is jotting their site down. I won't say who.
Hashtag team typing fast. And to dial back to mothers right quick, thank y'all so much for emailing us about Jade. We got a lot of emails about Jade, about Jade's
y'all
being
love
on the show.
That episode.
Yes. So that was a bomb episode. Don't forget to check her out over on Getting Grown along with Kia, who is team typing fast, which is why I just said
they're
that.
They're so funny.
They're dope. But what if you got anything else in them streets over there?
I want to give a shout out to Antonio the Wiser.
Oh. Hey.
Shout out to the homie Antonio, very talented photographer, and he just does it all. He does it
everything.
All well. But shout out to Antonio who tweeted, "No disrespect to Jhené Aiko, but Badu would have killed it on It's a Vibe." And she would have. And that's not saying replace Jhené. That's just saying Erica would have killed
it. I'm like
him.
Hearing it
and
in
can
my
you
head.
Can you imagine Erica? It's a vibe. Yeah. Don't test me or something like that.
Not
you know how
on.
She's cool
survive.
As fuck.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
I told him that.
Ooh,
low key,
she could do a remix. She does remixes.
She does. You're on the right track.
She does.
Give me the remix. Put Erica on there and give me a singing verse from Missy, and I'm good. Thank you.
Uh oh.
That's it.
Music
right
Man
there.
Segment.
That's it
you know,
right
that's
there.
Why I bought this, right? Because of Missy Elliott. I literally saw this and it was inspired
that is
by Missy
so
Elliott.
Cute.
I was like, I have to get it, Missy.
He's talking about his pullover, you guys.
It looks like a white trash bag.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty much all I found in these streets. So that's not all, but and I just want to give a huge, huge shout out to our friend of the show, Carrie, from Carrie's Corner,
okay.
who is a Houston, Texas resident, and he has been. I've been checking in with Carrie every day, just on his safety during Hurricane Harvey. We definitely want to send love and blessings and just great energy to everybody that's affected by Hurricane Harvey right now that listens to the Friend Zone, and those of you with family and friends who are as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Shout out to Carrie. He is definitely safe. Carrie's Corner has still been bumping through the storm.
Oh,
this
Carrie,
nigga's been talking
you.
Shit on Twitter, laughing, cracking still. Jokes, and just keeping his spirits high throughout all of that. So just shout out to him. Shout out to everybody in Houston. And that's it in these streets.
In these streets. All right, so let's jump into this week's show, shall we?
We might as well.
So we promised you guys, that we would do another radio episode. We were going to do white radio, but we figured, considering the climate, no, just kidding, kind of, we will do more.
Kidding
white
adjacent.
Kidding adjacent.
Oh, that was a joke, adjacent.
Right. We would actually just mix it up to all the top songs of our favorite years. Last time we did white radio, we did the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But this time we'll focus on the 2000s, because there's a lot of music that came out. So what I pulled up, the guys pulled up the Billboard charts, and I pulled up the Z100 charts, because if you're from New York, you know that's how we got all of our music from Ashanti to Bush. that label,
Bush.
Right? That radio station was everything. So the top 100, I'm looking at the top 100 of 2000. I'm pulling it up right now.
2000.
How funny that the number one song of 2000 was Jumpin'.
Ladies, leave your nigga at home.
Hey.
Man.
He ain't gonna do shit but lie who he texting in his phone.
Uh-oh, remix.
And all your fellas, leave that chick with her friends. Because they probably kissing and they licking tongues again.
Jumping.
Your boy say you got a hoe. Yeah, it's true, you got a bitch.
The hood mix.
What the
hood mix? You style song gonna jump on in that shit?
I'm so mad that y'all are even.
So just get his rock song.
What do y'all think the number two song was?
The number two song was...
A 2000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm gonna just do the dance step and then y'all will guess it.
NSYNC.
Bye bye bye.
Wow.
It's gonna be me.
Oh.
Bye bye bye. That was a hit though. Remember the little stomps they would do?
Do you still remember all five members of NSYNC's name?
Yeah.
JC Chazé.
Okay.
Lance, I would say Lance Gross.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Lance Bass. Bass.
Bass.
Bass.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm. Don't nobody know that name.
I know him, unfortunately.
Joey Fatone.
And some Kilpatrick. Was it Chris Kilpatrick?
Yes, Chris Kilpatrick, yep.
Y'all are good.
And Joey Fatone always looked like he was somebody's cousin. That's how he got in.
Right, he was just the fat one that was cool.
No, he wasn't fat one. Joey was the shorter one. Or am I thinking about the Backstreet Boys? Who is Joey Fatone?
Joey Fatone was the fat one with the...
The Backstreet Boys was the one that had the
older.
Boy with the ponytail with the beads.
What? No, wait.
Hold on. One of them had a... Let me look up these... Let me look their asses up.
What? Who had beads in their ponytail?
Now, I'm going to show you. One of them had a ponytail SBC was short. Hold on.
I think you're talking about Backstreet Boys.
I think so, too. But hold on.
But even then, wait. Who had a ponytail?
I'm going to show you. I'm going to get right
was
with
it
you.
When Kevin had a ponytail? That's what I'm talking... Because Kevin was fine,
he
though.
He said with the beads.
No, it wasn't the Backstreet Boys. It was one of these NSYNC niggas.
Oh, you know
hold
what?
On.
Yeah, no, Chris Kilpatrick was the one that would do the little, he was the little short one. Chris Kilpatrick, you're right, because Chris
you,
Kilpatrick,
thank you.
You're right, he was because he was the little weird one.
Thank so you, it had, was NSYNC. So see, was, I know I ain't crazy.
I know I ain't crazy. Because when you said that, I already had this vision in my head.
It was Chris Kilpatrick.
Let me see.
Joey Fatone was the big cousin looking dude, or the big... Cousin Vinny
looking
guy.
Oh my God, you're right.
You remember that shit?
Yes.
So it was him. So I stand
you absolutely...
reclaiming my time.
Yep.
Reclaiming my time.
And I'm going to add to your time because the only reason that I remembered that was, I don't know why I remembered this. The internet was not even a real thing.
You remember everything with
back
music?
Back then, I was part of the NSYNC thing. And so Chris Kilpatrick had out some random ass clothing line. It was like,
on his own?
Yeah, but nobody was fucking with it because it was like, boy bands are just now happening.
Nobody cared about him in NSYNC. He
right.
wasn't
you
really
not
the one
star.
That people was like checking
well,
for.
Well, that's why he had to do something else.
Yeah.
And I think he was trying to capitalize on it early, but it was like, we still don't really know who you
are. I think everybody, there's a place, you know how it is with any group. It's going to be a star, you know what I'm saying? Right. But there's a place for the, I'm not discrediting like his contribution. I just mean, it's when you think about NSYNC, you think about Justin Timberlake, JC Size, because he was still getting girls too on the tour. You think about the ones that was getting it on the tour, you know what I'm saying, on the way home from the place. I'm going to tell you who was getting some in sync. Justin Timberlake was getting him some. JC Size was getting him some. What's the Joey Fatone?
Joey Fatone.
He was wearing like the Jersey Shore, Atlantic City. That he was Philly. He was tearing that whole Eastern Seaboard up.
Do y'all think Justin was the best singer?
Yeah.
Better than JC?
Oh, JC could sing, though.
I knew you was going to say that, because, I mean...
JC could sing.
Look, JC, he should have had...
I mean...
He should have had...
I think Justin maybe was more of the star.
JC had more soul.
But JC could sing.
No, yeah, JC has soul, too, now.
Right?
Look, he was on the Bring It All To Me remix.
Show and jammed. And gang the bomb.
Look. His ass talking, are you feeling my
are you feeling my jeans, my baggy? What is my thug appeal?
Hey! Hey. I'm like, when a man can do the jam. My thing. Oh. I was like, okay, JC, yes. Shazé.
And then the next song was Can You Take Me Higher, Creed.
Oh, I love Creed. I love Creed.
But people always
music.
Make fun of them because the way he said
wide open. Right? Yeah. Everything he sings.
That was the jam. I used to love Creed. What was that video where he was falling down? Like was it was like one? He fell off the side
it
of a mountain.
Like,
it was either, well, that one was they were in the canyon and stuff. The one,
yeah, when he was in the canyon, he was like
okay,
falling
so
backwards.
About that one. It was either that or there was another one. That
I knew he was
going.
He wasn't going to die because it was inspirational music. And who gonna make an inspirational song where you die in the video? So I knew he was gonna make it, but like you know.
The next song is There You Go. There You Go.
Pink. Shout out to Candy Burris with that Pink Game.
There You Go. Talking about you want me back. Sometimes I be like that.
Man,
Candy wrote it.
Was that the video when she threw the motorcycle into the building? Pink, ooh. Pink has some videos.
Pink always been mad.
And then in some of them she was dancing her ass off.
Pink was the shit, though. I love her.
Man.
And then, oh my God, all the... Small things.
Oh,
Blink 182.
I fucked that up. Oh no, it was the other group. I fucked that up. Never mind. Last time I fucked
which
up
one?
Like Simple Plan.
Oh right,
and, somebody else.
And oh shit, look at Destiny's Child having the number one and number six.
Bad.
Say my name, say my name.
Ooh, no one is around you.
Say baby, I love. Oh, that song.
Jam.
And then the one that we're making fun of, it's gonna be me.
Yes.
And sing.
You don't wanna lose it again.
Hey. Aaliyah, Try Again.
A hit. Aaliyah had some hits.
A hit, a visual, a moment.
Do you remember the lyrics for Try Again?
If I search, you don't succeed.
To me, what would you say?
Ooh.
To have your way, would you give up? Try again. Hesitate to let you win. Would you be yourself? A play a role to the boys.
No, no.
Would you say no?
Would you turn away? Man.
And if first you don't succeed.
First you don't succeed.
Bye, Ashay.
So far for China. And then Country Grammar.
Black China was listening.
I feel like Country.
Black China was listening. That's Black China's favorite song. If at first you don't succeed.
I feel like Country Grammar had the summer on hold.
Oh my God.
I fucking hated that song.
It was never going to stop.
How was the. You loved it?
It made
Dustin,
me.
You loved it.
I like Nelly's first album.
It was
album.
The reason I got that. Album.
It's a song on that album. It's a song on that Nelly album. They be like, you can find me in St. Louis.
Oh,
but I can fuck, talk on that. Nah, nah, nah. Some got jobs and some sell, yeah. Others just smoke. Fuck, that is the jam.
And the beat sounds real like, what's the beat? The dun 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 dun. That Lil Kim song. It has
yes,
that in there.
No matter what
why.
People say. It's just the jam.
It's got all that shit in there.
Nelly, that album, I'm sorry.
It was wasn't one of his dudes super cute, like Murphy Lee?
Murphy Lee is
name?
Who you're talking
I
about,
remember
y'all.
One of the dudes in he his wore, camp was yeah. cute. Yeah.
Murphy Lee.
I always like the random Lee. Ones that don't do nothing.
No, Murphy Lee.
Murphy Lee
Murphy
had
Lee
good
had
flourishing dreads, too.
And I still remember Murphy Lee's verses.
He was cute. That's why I always like, yeah, I always like Little Drummer Boy in Immature. He was the random
you
one.
Know what? But
I liked
it was something
no
about being
did.
Cute and quiet.
You know.
There was something to that.
Mystery.
I can't wait to call Miles Jones as
Little Drummer Boy?
No, what's oh. the... Oh, man. That too.
Miles
house. But old boy Murphy Lee, I can't wait to tell Miles Jones, sit your Murphy Lee looking ass down.
Call him Mouse Lee.
Wait, Bon Jovi, It's My Life. How did that one go?
It's my life, it's now or never.
Oh.
I don't wanna lose forever.
Oh, right. Was that on the soundtrack?
Maybe.
But I feel like that was
probably
a soundtrack. So. Oh my God, Mark Anthony. My Baby You? Wait, I don't remember.
That's
that
probably
one,
like when Jennifer left him, because I don't know that song.
I thought you was gonna say I Need to Know.
That's what I was like. Oh,
that was
Anthony,
a jam.
I Need to Know.
That's one of my favorite songs.
Can I say
for real? I love that song.
That song was a hit.
I love the way he sing it.
All of the time.
He be fucking that song up at the end. That's literally
every time I hear
on my list. I
they
love
play that in
that
places
song.
Like elevator music, and I still be like, hey. Like,
that's how he got Jennifer, because he was jamming on that song. I'm
yes.
telling. She probably was like, let me see what he talking about.
Oh my God, y'all. Wait, how does it go? Sometimes I
Macy Gray.
I choke.
Sometimes try to walk away and I stumble. Though I try to hide it, it's clear. My world crumbles
your
when you
love
are not
kisses
care.
And such. Goodbye, Jake.
She was an Afropunk.
She was, and she had a braid bar. Did you see her braid bar?
Really?
She had a Macy Gray's braid bar set up in the side
that's
where all
dope,
the merchants were, and them ladies was over there throwing down.
Oh shit!
Shit,
see,
I
would have
got
that.
My hair braided.
Exactly.
Braided it down. Pull them edges round.
Oh my God, Thong Song! I don't know that was the year 2000.
You know they just brought the Thong Song back.
Who?
I don't know these kids' names, but they remixed
these
it.
Young kids are
but,
obsessed.
Okay,
with
but you know,
now
I will
how
say
our parents feel about us sampling Motown and shit and all of our.
Well,
songs.
I'm gonna just say this: I think it's a DJ that just reworked the beat, and it's Cisco singing because in the video it's Cisco. And the beat is different and shit. And I'm just like, okay.
It's like EDM, right?
Yeah. But it's actually like really cute.
But it's not Cisco coming back out with it?
No. It shows up as somebody else and then the
I'm
video.
Like, Cisco
and then but Cisco's
like,
in the video and shit, so maybe they giving
New
him some
Monica.
Money.
He made the first Lewinsky. Because we all heard the same rumors.
Oh.
Listen. Damn, I just
y'all, Maria.
The original.
She reminds me of a West Side Story. What is it? Growing up in Spanish Harlem.
Which is on the east side.
Play by Carlos Santana.
I like how we skipped the whole
line. Oh, yeah, I just went to the last one.
Stop the shooting. In the corner.
Okay.
So which one of y'all niggas pulled it?
We got a ways to make it better.
Yo, that song was huge.
Low key, I've always hated that song.
Was it? I'm going to my chula.
Yeah.
It's
cool. That's the only part of the song I actually like. I've always hated that song.
Maria,
Wild
you know
Thoughts
you're my
is a jam, though.
That was my part. When the wind blows, I can feel you through the weather. They used to kill that part.
Through the weather.
And then he's like, Maria. And he's like, Maria. I was like, okay, you better run, black man. I don't know where you going.
I don't even know who
but
he
I'm
was.
Right. I don't know
to this
who,
day, I don't
he,
know who
was.
He was.
But I was like, Carlos Santana got the jams.
Oh, Christina Aguilera, what a girl wants. What
yes.
a girl needs
yeah.
makes you happy and sets you free.
I'm thanking
you for doing it. Exactly.
Listen, Christina Aguilera can
sing. What a girl needs.
I don't know the words.
Oh, but that the breakdown in that one, the
she
breakdown in that one, when the beat was like, it's like, duh, 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 and she's like, it goes high right quick. And she's like, okay.
Yo,
go
Christina is.
She's a beast.
Even though I think she sang hard a lot, but
yes.
she could really do anything. That voice is incredible. Where is she?
Who knows?
Still hasn't come out with nothing new?
She's been lying since talking about her album was coming. Ain't nothing came out. She's been lying.
It's and hard to fans, be inspired with this with music, though. I understand.
Them fans been harassing her. What they call it, the fighters? They really been posting up outside her crib. They living up to their namesake. They been like catch her outside type shit. They been waiting outside her house and shit. She has stalker issues and fans. They fighters
Golly.
For real. I'm just playing.
Case of the X.
Maya.
Hits. Dancing her ass off in the desert.
Somebody said they produced that song because she had pulled her socks off and she needed a pedicure, and that's the sound it makes. dun, dun, when they looked at the foot.
Was she on the phone in the middle of the night? Was she alive trying to get what's mine? She don't know me. She's about to know me.
That was the part where she got really real. She about to know me. Okay, Maya. Let a bitch know. Yeah, she about that, to know. The, look, that's Maya's Brooke Valentine.
Albums is so damn good. Remember they with were. The little brown hat on the cover?
Yes.
The little brown skirt.
Look, and did she have like a baby curl or something?
Why'd I have that whole outfit? I was like, I need to get this. People, she, you look like mine. Like, I know. Stop, no, I don't. No, and I got the whole outfit. You know what other outfit I got too? Was it Jenny on the Block when Jenny
outfit.
Had the Timbs? Oh, the heels, the Manolo Blahniks. Yes. Of course, mine weren't Manolo Blahniks. I think I got them
from... Was it the button up, like a khaki thing or something?
Yes. Oh, yes. I had that same thing.
You got a work, friend. That was a look.
Talk about...
Ooh, with that hair and that gold.
Yo.
J-Lo always been a bad bitch now.
Oh, the real Slim Shady.
Yes, I love Eminem.
I always loved Eminem, even though he was a lot, but he was dope. Let's see who else. What's Bring It All to Me with Black and
that's
Insane?
That's the one that they did the remix
singing with JC
oh,
Chazelle.
Oh, baby, bring it all to me. Oh, shit. Dustin, you're not
just
singing.
Just to show you how good it makes
me feel
inside. There's not a single question, baby. Okay. Can do this right. Cause it's you I need.
Oh, Black. Every day. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
To Natina.
Natina. That's wild that that happened.
Man. And Natina and Corrupt were so cute together.
They were.
All right.
Writing each other's raps and shit. Like,
Joe, I wanna know what turns you on.
Now that's R&B music right there.
Joe was the shit.
He sure was.
Why wasn't he bigger?
I don't know. And even
what
on
was his other one?
I love Good Girls.
What a man won't do, is that it?
All the things your man won't do.
How'd that go?
I'll do them for you.
Ooh.
Baby, I wanna do
all the things the your man won't
he tried to
do.
Come out. Maybe even more recent than this, but a few years ago, he came out with a song called If I Was Your Man.
It was a jam,
and
too.
Nobody fucked with it. It didn't go nowhere.
But he also sings the theme song to Power.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, that's him.
That's
yes,
Joe.
Yes, how does
that's
it go? Wow.
They say this is a big rich town.
Yeah.
I just come from the poorest part. Bright lights, city lights. I'm going to make it. This is where it goes down.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah.
Raina got shot last week. Goddamn. No, but Joe has a song with Chico de Bars called No Guarantees.
I'm an undercover liar. That I was lie like, undercovers.
I'm sorry, but that is a dope ass song for sure. Every
the
time
jam.
It comes on, I literally clap.
I don't fast forward.
That's
I
why it's so long,
because
everybody want to hear it.
Every time.
That is so funny. You go, Joe. Oh, Creed. Arms wide open.
Let's go do
yo, Destiny's Child again. Yo,
that's right.
Slayed.
That, look, that.
Buggable.
Which song?
You know you want to throw my page out the window.
Sing,
tell
Beyonce.
MCI to cut the phone. Phone. Break my lease so I can move. Because you was a bugaboo.
The jam.
A bugaboo.
The jam.
Was that the video where they were... marching like the cheerleaders on the field and shit?
Probably.
What? No, wasn't that Survivor? Or maybe not.
No, Survivor was on the beach. But they had one where they were like, they were marching everywhere. And they're like, you was a bugaboo, a bugaboo. I feel like it was
bugaboo,
but I might be wrong.
A funny ass song.
A bugaboo.
Oh my God, y'all remember, could I have this kiss forever? Whitney Houston and Enrique. Y'all remember that?
No.
Hate it.
I was listening to Project Pat and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like some of that, I missed
sorry.
It.
Didn't come across my desk.
It was a ballad. Okay.
See, I was too young. Right.
Oh, Brian McKnight, Back at One.
Now that,
don't
I could appreciate.
Tell me you didn't like
no,
it.
No, what? No, that I could appreciate.
Oh, I was about to be mad at you.
Started Back at One.
Brian McKnight.
To me, them was the songs for the parties where you had to slow dance with your arms stretched out. Like you couldn't grind and shit. Like, you know, you had to slow dance with the light on. That was what them songs was for. I wanted to hear Freak Me Baby or you know what I'm saying? Some
no,
shit like
did.
That. Yeah.
Oh, Whitney, my love is your
yes.
love.
Now that was a song.
Your
yes.
love is my love.
Sing, goddamn it,
and she looked so happy.
Ooh, Madonna,
happy.
Music.
Hey.
Make some people come together. Yeah.
She put up, she rubbed down in icy hot and went in that. The kid did that video. You hear me?
Jay-Z, Big Pimpin'. Ooh. Hey, Big Pimpin'. Spend the cheese. Big
Pimpin'. Rest in peace, Pimp C. For real.
Man.
What else they talk
get
about?
Get it on tonight, Montel Jordan.
We'll go somewhere and get it on tonight.
Oh, how could I forget? Oh,
hey, hey.
Tonight. What are those words?
It's a one on one tonight.
Oh, God. You know, he's like a pastor now.
For real. I bet you that means Sun Praise and Worship is probably all that. Where is the church? Atlanta?
I don't know. It's somewhere in the South.
We going. Because I'm telling you, that music,
on Instagram.
The band is going to be
they
jamming.
They should literally make a celebrity church tour in Atlanta. And it should be like celebrity.
Him and Mace?
Him, Mace, and whoever. Tamar. Can say.
Nicki Minaj, hell. Oh, probably not the good time to say yeah, that. But Nicki Minaj got a gospel song right now. Who is the girl?
Tasha, is it Tasha Cobb? She on her album?
Nicki Minaj got a gospel song.
The Rake song?
No, not.
Friend.
Y'all be laughing, but
I know you don't be knowing, but I'm thinking of, for me, when you said the Rake song, and I'm thinking about gospel, and now I can't take Nicki Minaj and the Rafe in China off of a trying to put it together with gospel in my head.
I mean, you can't put it past it.
I'm a pastor.
I got my Jesus pastor. Piece in my Rafe in China.
You can't put it, that's a Nicki bar. You can't put it past her, pastor.
Look.
Bless.
Look. Your influence, your impact.
Woo!
Ooh, Madonna, don't tell me. No, that's not. That's the wrong song.
Sheryl Crow.
Don't tell me.
What's the song? It's called Don't Tell Me.
Don't tell me and stop. Is that Madonna? Don't not to stop. Oh,
I know the song, but I can't. I don't know who's.
Yes, I feel like that's it, but I'm not thinking of the words. Why can't we remember any of these words?
CRS can't remember shit.
Mystical, shake it. Oh, wait, no. He's being charged for rape. We can't sing his song.
Mystical.
I heard it low key. I heard it was some shit behind this. Fameless. Gone. You know, Fameless be telling the truth.
Yeah.
And one thing, all jokes aside, one thing I respect about Fameless, Fameless goes to bat for people who are wrongfully accused with facts and proof. And I saw something on there. I don't know nothing, but I just saw something on there about that. And it was like the police was saying like, oh no, this is like not true.
Oh.
But that, oh, I'm just saying, look it up on Fameless. Like, yeah. There's more.
Right. Let's see.
Who else we got on there?
Let's move to 2001.
I got 2001 pulled up.
Oh, you got Billboard?
I'm actually on the Wikipedia that is surprise Billboard Year in Hot 100 Singles of 2001. So hopefully it's going to be a little something similar to what you had.
Go ahead. The first one for this one is Jennifer Lopez and Ja Rule. I'm Real. The remix, though.
Yes.
Oh, well, then this one is lying. Oh, I guess it's just Year in Hot 100 Singles of 2001.
I'm looking up This Week in 2001. That's the one I'm looking at.
Well, you go first, Asante.
Oh, because, well, mine, I'm Real is 5.
Mm.
But one was Lifehouse, Hanging by a Moment, which I vaguely remember.
I don't remember that song.
Hanging by a Moment with you.
I love that song.
And number two comes in with my girl, Alicia Keys, with
Fallin'.
Because you remember Fallin'?
That was the jam.
When it came out, the way she just started in. Ooh.
No, that was terrible.
Now pick it back up.
But if y'all could have seen Fran's face when she just
little,
did
trying
that.
To sing that, you were like,
yeah. I expect,
Oh, man, yo, that song, let me tell y'all something. Being a little tomboy in Harlem and seeing her with her little braids playing the piano all hard, I was so inspired.
I love that song.
That's amazing.
I played that song out. That was the same summer. Do y'all remember? I'm hoping I remember it right. Maxwell dropped too.
This Woman's Work?
No. Urban, what is it? Hangout?
Urban Hang Suite.
Urban Hang. when
Urban Hank Sweet.
Those two albums, unless my mind is convoluting them, but I feel like those albums dropped the same summer. Cause I remember if music was like affecting my brain. Like I was like, I have to make music.
Man.
Could you imagine Maxwell and Alicia dropping the same summer and you never heard of them before?
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Nuts.
Especially that Urban Hank Sweet album was incredible. Ooh, you know what? I wonder if he's in the charts.
I was just trying to scroll through 2001 to see if he was on here on this one, but hopefully you have him over
Even there. Gwen Stefani.
Let me blow your mind.
Yes.
Did you get
They won a Grammy for that.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
That was a just really dope collab.
They won a Grammy for that.
I'm gonna take my time.
Don't fight that good shit. Thing you get. Let me
Word
blow
to Dr.
Your
Dre's
mind.
Production. That song was yeah.
Where the party at?
Jagged edge. Who didn't love that?
Featuring Nelly. And Nelly also on there with Ride With Me.
Oh my God.
If you wanna go and take a ride with me.
Oh, stop. Hey.
Right. Hey, must be the money.
Be the money.
Now I know something you don't know.
And I got something to tell ya.
Hey. Like they were jamming.
Oh shit.
Blue Cantrell, Hit 'Em Up Style.
That song was huge though. That's another one that was on heavy rotation. Ooh, Nelly Furtado. I'm like a bird, I wanna fly away.
They played the fuck.
I don't know where I'm going.
I don't know where my soul is.
Well, baby, all I need for you to
I'm like a bird, I wanna fly away.
Love it, love it, love it, love it, love her.
She was so interesting. Right,
man.
I was like, who is
and
this
And that
shit?
Video of her in the tree and falling and flying and shit, they played the fuck out of that. VH1 had this thing where they were featuring artists at the end of programs.
I remember
and
that
was one. And I was like, damn it, I loved this song, but I don't want to hear it at the end of every show no more.
They're like the radio.
It was great, though.
Number 23.
My love don't cost a thing.
Think you want to drive my Benz, you won't.
Jennifer has such an interesting career because she really had hits.
She really did. And she worked with all the high producers at the time.
And she just was amazing to watch.
And she
was,
yeah, exactly.
Right? Like her fashion.
She's an entertainer.
Oh, I loved watching what she would wear and how she would dance. And she always glowed in her videos. Such an icon.
Number 23 on my list is I'm a Thug by Trick Daddy.
Ooh.
Baby, because I'm a thug.
All day, every day.
Man, Trick Daddy had hits. And Trick Daddy is... still haven't hit. Oh no.
Shout out to number 22, Differences by Ginuwine.
My whole life has changed.
My whole life.
Since you came in, I knew it.
Do you remember Crazy Town Butterfly?
Yes.
I love Ginuwine. I thought I was going to marry him. But alas.
Ginuwine.
So, what's her name? Soleil got him first.
And how about she just got married to, you know, her and Ginuwine got a divorce.
Oh, really?
She just got married to Professor Griff from Public Enemy.
What?
How random. Yes. They literally just got married. They've been together for a minute, I guess.
Oh, shit. Yep. Shout out to you.
Okay.
First one can't, second one can. Okay.
Crazy
said,
Town.
I'm gonna show you better than I can tell you.
Crazy Town, butterfly.
Come, my lady. Come,
my lady.
That was the jam. That was
my
the jam.
Sugar, baby.
Oh shit.
Contagious by the Isley Brothers is number 26.
The Isley Brothers. They've been old and fucking my entire life, but singing their asses off.
Gone and sing.
Oh, that was the jam. That was
baby girl,
the jam.
It still
jam,
is though.
The jam.
I heard it the other day. You ever play back songs just to see if they still have the same effect? That is one of those songs.
Hell no, it's a Willa Ford song on here.
Is it bad?
Oh my God.
It's bad.
I wanna be bad.
Yeah. I wanna be bad with your baby.
Not the shoulders.
In your only time.
Who can say?
They always sounded like
that. Yeah.
Always.
Usher, you got it, you got it bad. Oh.
Look, okay, I'm gonna change it. Craig David, fill me in.
Oh, okay.
O-Town, all or nothing.
Ludicrous. Area codes.
No, stop, y'all. Don't do
City
that.
High, what would you do?
Oh, no.
Toby Keith, I'm just talking about tonight. the Isley Brothers, Contagious.
Faith Hill, The Way You Love Me.
No. Let's get off Usher, okay, y'all.
Okay. Okay, I got one.
Promise.
Yes.
Oh.
Peaches and cream.
Dream, the girl group. Oh, he loves you not.
Damn.
No
Dream was good.
To unlock, so free to do what he wants. Like, he's into what he's got, and that's me. He loves me. He loves you not.
Why do you know this?
Cause, and it was them four white girls, and they was like up there trying to do it for real. And I was like, y'all kind
of. Are any of them still singing?
I don't even know any of their names separately, so they could be somewhere. They could have, one of them could have been the Dixie Chicks when she grew up, and I never would have known.
I love the Dixie Chicks.
The Dixies are the shit now.
What about 2002? Y'all, ooh, what's love? Gotta do. That's
okay.
Fat Joe and Ashanti.
Well,
she said, "I want the Fat Joey crack on top of me." I was like, "Damn!" So people be rubbing their butt on people. I didn't know that she meant, you know, his nickname. I thought she was being descriptive because, you know, Ashanti is a songwriter.
Oh Jesus!
So, you know, I thought she had wrote that like that.
Did you see Ja Rule and Lil Mo and Vita put it on me?
The oh jam. Where God. Is Vita?
What would I be so without my cute. Baby? Yes. Where would I be?
Sing.
Lil Mo.
For you, baby.
Cynthia sang that.
Because I'm so tired of being lonely. Where would I be?
I love Lil Mo's voice. I love
Cynthia
her voice.
Loving Jr. Got it. She got it.
Who else?
Janet was fucking it up. Someone to Call My Lover, All For You.
That was a good video, too.
Family Portrait. I remember that. That
Pink.
Was a sad one.
In our family portrait.
Oh, Dustin's Pink. No More Drama, Mary J.
Oh, yes. A classic. She sampled the Young and the Restless song. It was a classic. Classic. What else can we say? What
right?
more can we say? Everybody knows that's one of Mary J. Blige's signature songs. She didn't gave a lot to music.
Yes,
she did. She's
absolutely.
Forever. Oh, Pink, get the party started.
Hey.
Don't look over here when we get to 2004.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Sorry for 2004.
Ruben motherfucking stuttered, repping the 205.
Why did he do that? So just specific
he came
songs.
And gone.
I thought he was.
How about 2003?
I was about to crack a terrible joke.
Hey, Outkast. Uh-oh. Ooh, Senorita. That must have been the Latin craze. Remember
it
the Latin
like
boom?
It feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you?
Hey.
I don't know what I'm thinking about. Really leaving with you.
That was a Latin
Senorita.
Craze. JC had a song, too, Blowing Me Up.
I didn't listen to that one, and I liked JC Chazé.
He was a shit, though.
Low key, he could come out with a mature, like, soul album
and
right now and kill it.
Into You, To Me and Fab. Oh,
classic. Beautiful.
I'm so into you.
What is it? It could like be that. The things that you say.
Hey.
Oh, I'm not too sure what it is, boy. But I know I like feeling this way.
Whistle Fred.
I know you got it.
I couldn't hit it.
I know you got it.
Oh shit. Who else? Damn. Intuition. Jewel.
I love that song. I love Jewel.
Your intuition.
It will lead you.
She was trying to be sexy in the video and she wasn't moving like she had sprained her ankle.
Cause she was supposed to be making fun of people like that, but she literally just looked like she needed to be made fun of. It was terrible.
21 questions, 50.
The jet girl.
When Megan Good in the video.
Now.
If I was out, would you still have love for me, girl?
50 had a wave.
He did.
I love, cause remember, what was the birthday one? It's your birthday.
In the club. Mm-hmm.
That's the jam.
You'll find
yeah.
me in the club. Even.
Shout out to Mary J. Blige's version, but finish going.
And shout out to even Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce too.
Oh, shit, you're right.
The
Yeah. And it was the jam.
Okay.
I feel like I heard it
Jimmy
the other
Choo
day.
Is killing it. Who you with? Me and my girls. Like, I was like,
Beyonce went off.
And then at the end, she's singing, oh, oh, oh. I was like, okay, B.
Oh, shit. Okay, 2004.
Where's 3LW?
Oh, let's get it started. Oh, God, I hated that song. Black Eyed Peas.
Well, do you remember when Black Eyed Peas had the song That's the Joint?
That's the jam.
Turn it up.
And do it again. Yeah.
It's the jam.
Was that the first song when they had Fergie?
It was a black girl. When it was a black girl. And in the video, because I remember watching the video, and the black woman, she's like, it's the jam. Because they were all like falling, or the wind was blowing real
Somebody
hard.
Somebody said it was the lady that on Queen Sugar that used to be on True Blood. She used to be in a black IT.
Retina.
No, stop it. Oh, I love the way you move.
Hey.
Sleepy Brown.
Goodies by Ciara. Shit. That was the number one record this week in 2004.
My goodies. My goodies.
Y'all, listen to this top. Listen to this Hot 100 top four. The week of September 25th, 2004. Goodies by Ciara was number one.
Yes.
My goodies.
Love you. Yeah, Freaky Pete. Love you too.
Lean Back by the Terror Squad was number two.
Oh, shit.
So my niggas don't dance. They just pull up pants and
do the rock away. Now lean back. Lean back.
Sunshine by Lil Flip was number three.
I can call you my baby boy. Is it that one?
I don't remember that.
Sunshine by Lil Flip featuring Leah was number three. And My Place by Nelly and Jaheim was number four. So that was like four hip hop songs though was at the top of the Hot 100.
Yeah, I mean,
that's crazy.
Listen.
That was the what was the last one you said? I'm sorry.
It was My Place by Nelly and Jaheim.
Oh my God, Jaheim. Mm-hmm. Look, to think of Jaheim back when he was like listening to this music.
Before he had a Twitter account.
Right. Ooh, y'all ready? Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
Jaquan.
Everybody
tipsy.
In the club getting tipsy.
Boing, bubba, boing, bubba, boing, 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 boing,
boing, boing, boing. That was a jam.
When you go out in a city. When you go out in a city where they don't really have like a popular black club, you still hear that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like you go to Coco Bongo in Cancun or some shit. You're going to hear Jaquan tipsy.
I believe that.
Today. You know what I'm saying?
That little dance though. Yeah. I'm stopping a solitaire. And then Chingy.
Speaking of that dance.
That was the jam.
Oh, you could roll. Oh, wait. I'm thinking about
Remember that song he had with Janet when she was like, ooh, Chingy. Remember that shit?
What song was
Janet Jackson and Chingy. She was like, ooh, Chingy.
I know what you're talking about.
Y'all know I used to think Chingy was like gorgeous.
I thought he was cute too. I don't understand.
Listen, like,
look, I think he had bad skin or something, but I didn't think
he didn't have bad skin.
Somebody told me that, but at the time I used to be like, well, he's still
a beautiful boy.
He wore makeup.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I really was so. I thought he was so freaking cute. I had a crush on him for years.
Chingy was like a lot of people had a crush on Chingy.
Yeah, he was hella cute.
He was Kablazion or something. Kablazion.
Ooh, milkshake.
The jam. Think about the first time you heard that.
She brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours, and damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I got to charge.
That's a hit that stick like grits right there.
The thing that makes me.
That was a jam.
The
was that
jam.
For real?
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
Oh. Khalees had some hits back in. You remember I Just Want to Get Along With You?
Yes.
I just want to get along with you.
But all her
and the video. So what, we going to talk about Trilogy and all that shit? We going to move.
And okay. Roller Rink.
The Roller Rink. The Roller Rink.
Just stay around. You don't need to think. The Roller Rink. The Roller Rink. Jam.
We ever going to give Bossy a moment?
Hell yeah. The jam. That was the shit.
Who
produced
that?
I don't know.
Bangladesh.
I feel like it was Bangladesh.
All the girls get down.
Khalees had some hits.
That had to be Bangladesh because they made magic together.
Diamonds on my neck, diamonds on my grill.
Yeah, she's a shit.
Bossy, man, I want to hear Bossy in the club today.
Oh, you guys, I'm still in love.
Oh, that's one of my all time favorite songs.
Girl.
But Sean I'm a hustler and a player, and you know I got to stand at the dirty love.
I'm still in love.
That girl, shout out to the girl dancing her ass. But a man got to do what a man got to do.
Yes.
Girl.
It's all about
it. And it hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened.
Make your
swimming.
Head twirl and make your body whirl. That was yes. The shit. I love you, baby.
His wave was dope, too.
Yeah.
All these waves. Oh,
boom.
God.
Music. Boom, boom, boom. That was my
I
shit.
I feel like I don't get that same feeling anymore.
Stop banging on the damn furnace. Remember in that video? And they was all banging on that shit.
Who was the girl singing on that song? Does it say?
It says Sasha.
She was, shout out to Sasha.
You don't know how to love me.
Oh, yeah.
Not even how to kiss me.
Yes.
We'll never get off of it. It's a jam.
All right, let's move on. Oh wait, I see Juvenile. Slow motion for me. Ooh. Slow motion for me. Hey.
I don't like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how.
Hey, slow motion for me.
It's like I got the word in my palm.
Hey.
Man,
the jam. You hear me?
Are you in 2004?
I just got a flashback. Yeah, I went to Cancun that year and did I had a see, really good time. I just got a flashback.
Maroon 5, This Love. Sing Adam Levine.
What was it?
I tried to keep her
coming every night.
Keep her
coming every night.
I tried to keep my woman satisfied. Keep her coming every night.
I tried to keep my woman satisfied. Keep her coming every night.
Something like that.
Right.
Oh, now this love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before. Her heart is breaking in front of me. I have no choice, and I won't say goodbye anymore.
Woo!
Whoa!
Whoa!
Hey!
Whoa!
Man.
All right, 2005.
Oh, you gonna skip Usher?
Since
Burn?
You've been gone,
love.
Asante, did you?
Hear? I did.
Since you've been gone,
love that song.
I can't breathe for the first time. I'm so moving on. Yeah.
Thanks to you, now I get what I want.
Yes, Kelly Clarkson.
That whole album, she sang Behind These Hazel Eyes, Because of
she's
You.
She's actually the first two. She's the number one and number two. Behind what These Hazel Eyes
that
is
that was the
one.
Jam, Beautiful Disaster, that live song at the end of that album. She said he chimes in his sleep.
Guess what number three is?
What is it?
We belong together.
A hit that sticks
can't sleep
like
at
grit.
Night when you are on my mind. Bobby Womack on the radio. Sing it to me if you think you're alone. Only now.
Wait a minute, this is too deep.
Too deep.
I gotta change the station, so I turn it down, trying to catch my breath. And then I hear a baby face. I only think of you, and it's breaking
right
my
here.
Heart.
I'm trying to keep it together,
but I'm falling apart. Feeling all out of my element. Doing things, crying, trying to figure out where the hell I went. Wrong things reflecting in this song ain't even half of what I'm feeling inside. I need you back in my life, baby.
Look, we singing yo, this to that, Mariah. Come back, come back.
That was that was one of the most beautiful songs I have ever heard.
Song and visual.
I was going through a breakup that summer, so I was like, Mariah, no, don't do this.
We belong together.
I'm gonna be on the train crying.
Come back.
Ooh.
And the video was beautiful.
Ooh.
Mariah always.
You know
does
who
what
else had
does?
A song out that saved me because she made me sad, and then Bobby V had that
slow down or
slow down.
Hey, I just wanna get to know you. That was a moment.
You know what
that
I really
was a
loved?
Summer song.
That was a great
remember
album.
Remember when the beat would drop? Oh. I gotta go.
It was
damn.
I can do. I hear it. I just can't do it. With
I saw you walking down on Melrose. Straight out of heaven, girl.
That was the
jam. I just wanna get to know you. I like towards the end of it when it gets really slow, but they, you know, you don't hear it on the radio because I listen to the album because I think my mom liked them. And at the end, he was
Bobby
like,
v.
"Slow down."
I just wanna get to know you.
And shout out to Blackberry Molasses. Ooh,
what you know?
One of the things that never change. It will never change. Sick. You know, the funny thing is, can I tell you, that's a lot of where I got my voice.
For real, friend.
I used to try to mimic him and the little light skin one because they would be like, "It will never change."
Yo, to ask Claude,
he would get so he'd be like, "You can't sing every song like that." Blackberry molasses, one of the things I never change.
Y'all know too much of me. Gotta keep pushing on.
Friend. That was the jam.
And the video.
Oh, they were so cute. I watched too many music videos.
That's why I always think about these videos. They affected me.
That was a song. I mean, they were so young. I was like,
what are these kids even singing?
They were so young. What about number six?
On a Monday, I am waiting. On a Tuesday, I am fading. And by Wednesday, I can't sleep.
Ooh.
The jail.
And the phone rings, I hear you. And the darkness is a clear view. Something rescue me.
The jail.
And then, with you I fall so fast.
I can hardly catch my breath. I hope it lasts.
Hey.
My head on something real, I like the way that feels.
Man, and that was the autobiography.
And then she would go, All the pieces of me.
How did you know?
Everybody sang like
everything
that.
Everything I'm about to say.
Maybe she dyed that hair black and never looked back.
Well, she's a Ross now.
When she dyed that hair black and now she's gonna go black.
Hello. Now, but when she dyed that hair black, she wasn't playing no games. And that's when I knew. I'm like, you know what?
I listened to that album. I loved that album.
Her and Avril Lavigne. Why you wanna go and make things so complicated?
Avril Lavigne can sing. I love her range.
I'm with you with such a moment.
On the bridge, right?
She got another song called Nobody's Home.
I don't remember how it goes.
I don't think I had her album.
Give me a piece.
You gotta listen to it. It's good.
I'm sure I know. Just give me a piece. Right.
Now, is it the real Avril or was it the Avril clone?
Oh my God, you saw that thread on Twitter.
I don't know why that can't. It comes up all the time.
Somebody else had a clone.
For a second. I was like, is it? Is it true?
Well, outside of Gucci, Avril, and somebody was trying to tell me about Lil B, but I don't care about that much. Okay, so 2006.
Yeah, I'm on 2006.
Do you remember number one, Bad Day?
See, mine says Shakira. Beddingfield?
No, Daniel Powder. But I did love Daniel Beddingfield.
Really singing ass family right there.
Okay, very small side note. Back in the day, they had these things called mini disc players, and I might have told this the last fucking time. I hope I didn't. Sony was where I got my mini disc player from, and I only got it because I read in like the Sharper Image magazine that Daniel Beddingfield created his whole album on the mini disc player. So I was like, I'ma just buy one, even though I was just listening to fucking music.
Sheesh.
But that album was a bop. He had some songs on there. Daniel Beddingfield, not Daniel Potter. I didn't listen to his album. But Bad Day was a bop.
Daddy Yankee. This is when reggaeton was ooh, that was another wave that was huge. You know what's weird? I started listening to reggaeton again.
I love reggaeton. I kind of was over it
for a long, like 10 years, but now I'm like, yeah, I can bring it back.
Lo que paso, paso, come on while I'm out.
Entre tú y yo. Lo que paso, paso. Entre
tú y yo. Look at it.
Let that shit come on when I'm out. I'll be going,
stereotype for liking Spanish people like that. I know all of these songs.
Okay, what was another Uzi Vert dance to that? That's when Lil Jon put out a project with
like Daddy Yankee and all them on there.
Trompe, and Kulo. Oh my God.
Kulo.
Yes. And that whole thing was happening. Because they did the Kulo remix and had the what's the beat with the girls? Nina Sky.
Oh no, I was about to sing Lumi D.
What was
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. if I tried.
If you want me to stay. Hey,
they were talented. They are talented.
No, but that's Lumi D. That's Nina, Lumi D. Nina Skies was a, ooh, move your body, girl. Make the feathers. Oh, when you got it, girl. Make the feathers.
I felt like Lumi D and Nina Skies was both like, they was just like, all right, we both gonna be artists, but we in this together. So if you can't make it to the studio, then I'll do it. If you can't, I'll do it. And they both just put out music, but it was like the same together. But they,
I mean, it was similar,
artists.
For sure.
On the days they'd have to come,
I feel like
for
they
Lumi
was
D.
working together. You know what I'm saying? Like,
on the days they'd have to work for Lumi D, only one of them would go.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
We'd be like, you just go do it.
We have to rap soon for this one, but let's just finish with 2007. Can I buy you a drink?
Ooh. I'ma take you home with me. I got money in the bank. Think about that. Goodbye
me
in the
think about that.
We in the bed like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh. And then he was in the back.
We in the bed like, ooh, whoa, ooh, whoa.
Ooh. Whoa. T-Pain.
And then Young Jock was on it.
Young Jock.
You can meet me in the pen, respect
it's going
me,
down.
Pen.
Like he had the same cadence on
well,
the
first
I love
of
his
all,
cadence.
The number one song September 30th, 2006 was Crank That Soulja Boy. So shout out to DeAndre. Soulja Boy,
DeAndre.
Okay.
DeAndre. Oh, hold on.
Oh, The Way I Are by Timberland and Carrie Hilson.
I was just listening to Shock Value the other fucking
That's when I really love Carrie Hilson.
Oh,
she used to really make
gosh.
Me feel when she sang, believe it or
ooh,
not.
Ooh, y'all, Umbrella came out in 2007.
Umbrella.
Changed the game forever.
Ella, eh, eh, eh. Under my umbrella.
All clouds on my stones.
Ella.
Yes.
Make it rain, I hide your plane. Dow Jones, and the clouds come, we gone. We fly together. We get high together. Whatever you were saying. That
but
was my
you
shit.
Have my heart.
In anticipation of precipitation.
Stack chips for the rainy day. Jay, yeah. Raymond is back. With Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have a heart.
And then she was dancing in the video.
Little magazines. No, you didn't. Why you got your umbrella?
Look, it was about to be a problem for a second. I couldn't find mine.
Y'all, they are in here dancing with their umbrellas because we actually had a rainy day today.
Under my umbrella, Ella, Ella,
eh, eh. And then every song after that had an Ella, Ella, eh, eh in it for right. like months.
Of course, the Terrius Nash ass.
Oh, my God. Sean Kingston. Why are you laughing at Sean
what was
Kingston?
That? Which song was that? The first one?
Beautiful Girl. Oh, my God, Justin. No. He had a little wave, too. But that wasn't his song that I remember. It was another one.
Because all I can think about is Bruno Mars right now.
No,
you know that is. You think about your way too beautiful, girl. That's
oh my
why
God.
It would never work. You got me suicidal. Yeah, that was. I
oh
forgot.
How did
God.
They let that shit fly?
No, that wouldn't fly now.
That's what was like. Is it suicide? I had
who
to
wrote
think about
that, Lil Uzi Vert? Shit.
Glamorous.
Oh, I love that song.
I'm talking champagne.
That used to be that beat. A fun fact: that beat was originally for Gwen Stefani. It was the remix to Luxurious.
Ooh.
And they gave it to Fergie as that song. I'll never forget. I was driving to Chicago. I had just got a Cadillac CTS. I drove to Chicago
okay.
and it came on the XM radio. I remember that.
Oh, you yep. make me better.
Ooh,
Neon
Fab. The jam.
That was a jam.
You can put that on today. Okay?
I love Fab. You know,
yeah,
I
Fab
really love
make
Fab.
He makes
Fab
good
makes
music.
Me think of New York City summers. The songs he put out with, what's Homeboy? They used to be on Bad Boy. The producer with Cassie and
Ryan Leslie.
Ryan freaking Leslie and Fab are an incredible
yes.
combo.
That's, you know what? The first song that I heard, I think, was Ryan Leslie and Fab. And
what
I think,
was it?
I can't remember it, but it was on a mixtape because I was living in Atlanta. And it was like
tongue.
In 2006 or 2007.
They are a sick combo. Crank That. I'm dead. I cranked that beat.
Yo!
Yo!
Ooh, that was a jam.
Don't stop. Please don't stop the music. Oh, this is Rihanna's
way. It's getting late.
I'm
making my way over to my favorite place.
I was like,
my
okay.
food better not be on a paper plate.
And it better be hot, because I love it that way.
Oh,
by the way,
this
my
is
period's
why I'm hot.
Late.
Yeah. This is why I'm hot.
Who
remember
knew?
Mims?
Yes. Mims,
oh, this is why I'm hot.
This is why I'm hot.
I'm hot. Really random. I think on that same album that Mims dropped, he had a song with Kylie Minogue that I really
Yo,
loved.
Kylie was a shit. What was her song?
Slow.
How'd it go?
Make love to my body.
She had a few. Slow. She had a lot of songs. That's why. But I can't.
And you take me high. Oh my God. Oh, it's at the tip of my tongue.
Shit, Kylie Minogue.
Right, look.
I can't stop thinking of the one where they're in the video dancing and it's like a pop song.
Poker Face.
No. Gaga Wish. Okay, Kylie had it then.
Ooh. Oh, Paramore.
Ooh.
Misery Sing. Business.
Sing. I'm in the business of misery. Let's take it to the top.
Oh, Amy Winehouse.
R.I.P.
You gotta make me go to rehab. And I say, no. Oh, man.
Yes, I've been mad, but when I come back, you know, no.
Shout out to the Plain White Tees. Hey there, Delilah, how's your life in New York City?
Yes.
I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Oh, yes, you do.
You sound so good.
And that's it.
Times Square can't shine as bright as you.
Oh my God, Dustin, this is your genre of music.
Get it.
Think so?
Yes.
Wait till I fuck this note up. Oh, I'm just playing.
I was going,
what you do to me? What you do to me?
What was Kiss Kiss? Chris Brown and T-Pain.
Love it, darling. Ooh. That kiss.
This kiss.
Oh, shit.
That kiss, kiss.
Shawty, let me holler at you. You so hot. You think I'll be hollering if you not. Right. Man, T-Pain and Chris Brown, they had jams together. They even did a song
Bartender.
Together. And I think Lil Mama was on it. Ooh. But Bartender.
It's too late to apologize. It's too late. And not the second version with all that instruments. We talking about the first stripped down version with all of them crescendos and shit. It's too late to apologize.
Ooh, y'all. Icebox.
Where my heart used to be. Fussing and fighting, we're back at it again.
I know that it's my fault. We friends,
I got memories. This is crazy. You ain't nothing like the girl I used to know. Ooh. That was the
now,
shit.
Now, let me tell you,
friend.
The part.
I remember, when he's on the street. Touch.
Now, the part of Icebox is towards the end where he's like, I don't want to be stuck up in this cold. He's like, I don't want to be. Ooh. Oh. Like, Omarion.
Listen.
That is what you need to be doing.
Dustin say hits that stick
like grits, baby.
That's
that
it.
Was a song. All right, we have time for like two more songs.
Okay, I don't want to talk about no more songs. I just need to give Gwen Stefani, and I hated to do it.
Gwen!
That album or that project, when she, because she had a song with Pharrell called Yummy, and there were just, yes.
I'm feeling yummy head to toe.
Yes.
My face is
and so she's like, this beat feels like Disco Tetris.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, hey, P, like would you get this? This feels like Disco Tetris.
Ooh,
like,
I love that.
I know you've been waiting when I'm
it's time to make you sweat.
Sex and sugar is the flavor of his
and yo, those
like,
two.
The fucking bomb.
Even though she would get in trouble so much right now with the Harajuku member, and she was always
a girl. Sure was shit. Jamming back then. No.
Love, okay. Love Angel Music,
my shit
baby.
Was,
and she said her girls was Love Angel Music and Baby.
Yeah. Remember 4 in the morning? At 4 in the morning, and my tears are pouring enough more to make it worth the fight. Tell me what baby, y'all, this time.
Man.
Well, we gotta wrap up. This is
much
fun.
Hell no, we're not wrapping up.
Like, let's just do a whole episode of
fuck all the other stuff, man. We can just keep. Look, there ain't no Music Man segment. We coming back to this.
Okay,
I forego my segment. Let's keep going.
Don't think I will forego my wellness segment. So
we
can keep singing.
Somewhere we move inside.
Look, look, and Switchfoot, they were Christian artists, which I did not know for the longest.
I didn't give a damn. They was jamming.
They were.
I was like, mentally, this the jam. Them and Creed. Because Creed, that was instrumental.
Arms wide open.
I thought that was instrumental. That was inspirational music, too. Welcome to this place. I'm listening to some Creed on the way home tonight.
Ooh, well, tonight. We hope y'all have fun with that today. We wanted to bring you some joy because we know the world is heavy right now. And with that being said, I hate to switch gears, but let's jump into this week's wellness segment.
Well, well, now well, now well, well.
Yes.
Give
them all the keys.
Right. So we mentioned in the beginning of the show about Texas. So I wanted to dedicate my wellness segment. Remember, we discussed health and wellness being an ecosystem and how we can help.
Yes.
So I know one thing that's tough is not knowing where to donate to. Red Cross is usually the one that everyone tells you, and it's sort of like stuck in our brains because it's the only one we know. But I've heard so many awful things about Red Cross, especially how they did Haiti. Mm-hmm. Haiti didn't receive funds back from like 2010 and just, I mean, countless other countries that they just did not service the way they were supposed to. So regardless of us knowing whether the money gets allocated or not, I've heard too many bad things, and where there's smoke, there's fire.
Bingo.
So I have heard about an org called BakerRipley.org. That's BakerRipley. Lin-Manuel actually tweeted about it, and he co-signed it, which I think is super important. Definitely check them out. There are like tons of people on Twitter that were sending tweets, just like making threads. I don't know if you caught any of them.
I did, yeah.
Right, there were like tons of threads. Obviously, I can't read all of the orgs, but I at least wanted to let you guys know that Airbnb, in case you didn't catch it, is offering free housing for Hurricane Harvey evacuees. So that's something you should definitely keep in mind. Even though I was wondering, how would that work, though? Because people can't get to the highways, you know?
Right.
But, I mean, I know people are affected differently depending on the neighborhood. But that's something that everyone should definitely keep in mind. I also wanted to point out a thread by Jenny Deluxe. Actually, it's not by her. She retweeted it, and that's how it came on my feed. It's a thread with info on donating to local grassroots relief organizations in Houston, which means they're on the ground, which means that money that you donate is going directly to the efforts. There's no middleman, nothing you have to worry about. So definitely check her out. It's on my timeline as well. But like I said, let me say exactly who started the thread instead of her. She retweeted it. But it's Gia Tolentino, Jiatolentino. And she actually has the thread pinned to her Twitter, so you can find it as soon as you go to her page. And she has posted she has a coalition for the homeless. She has a grassroots that will help the disabled members of Houston. She has an SPCA, excuse me, that's rehoming animals. So she basically posts orgs for every part of Houston, everyone that needs help, especially for older, because there are people at homes in the homes that didn't have access to help and couldn't get out, a lot of the older folks. So she posted something for everyone. Very, very helpful. Definitely check that out. So I just wanted to bring those to your attention because, like I said, I know that it can get tricky knowing how to help. And there's also, last but not least, for those of you who are in Houston looking for shelter, there's also a Twitter with Vida Decenas. I'll spell that, though. VIDADECENIZAS. That's her @. And she did a thread listing all the shelters in Houston that are taking people in right now. So right now you have orgs to donate to, shelters that are available, as well as other orgs for family members, for the elderly, for your animals, something for everyone. Hopefully this will be helpful. If you can't donate yourself, the least you can do is amplify this information by retweeting it. Go to these profiles, retweet the threads. You never know who could be watching. You never know who could be needing the information. So that's it for this week's wellness segment. It's important to be the ecosystem for our communities. And that's it for me.
Yes. Y'all be safe out there in Houston.
Yeah, sending all of my love and light and energy and prayers. And, of course, donating as much as I can. Like I said, I know it's hard. And a lot of us are strapped, too. You know, times are hard. But if you can't donate, which I understand, like I said, at least get the threads circulated so that we can get the info out to the people who need them. That's it for this week's wellness segment. Asante, what you have for us with Mr. Music Man?
Well, it's Mr. Music Man.
You know, we sang our little hearts out for like 80 minutes.
Okay. It's the Music Man back again. I want to start this with the VMAs.
Ooh.
Now, I'm confused because was it just VMAs, not MTV VMAs? Or was it?
Well, it's the MTV Video Music Awards.
It is MTV Video Music Awards. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On something I was watching, because I did not watch the VMAs live, it had a VH1 logo on the bottom of the screen, and I was like, what?
They probably replayed it on there.
And I know Viacom's all the same, but I'm just like, why are y'all
doing
all this?
Yeah, I was like, maybe
there
aren't they all under Viacom?
Yeah, so they do this thing where they
just cross.
Because
sometimes I feel
like
I'll see shows that were on MTV on VH1 now, so I feel like they're all just dipping each other's pool.
I saw the BET Awards on HGTV. I said, God damn, it's a badass cable box.
Oh, God.
It's a badass. I'm glad I got the big package. Okay.
Well, this
damn,
one's
what is Beverly doing on House Hunters?
Asante.
It might as well be that wonky because I don't have a whole lot to say about the VMAs. I was thrown off.
I didn't see all of it because I was watching Game of Thrones.
First of all, I didn't find out that they were coming on until like maybe a few days ago. And I was like, oh, the VMAs are going to be on. And that Katy Perry was hosting them.
I know.
So immediately I was like, why is the artist hosting?
Can I just say... Well, I'll save it for TV. Go ahead.
Well, are you talking about the VMAs for TV?
No, it has to do with Game of Thrones.
Okay.
I'm just going to say it now.
Whatever.
I feel like Patti LaBelle need a recurring role on Game of Thrones. I think she would be perfect.
Okay, you're right. You know what? No, you can say that.
With that fur.
No, I lied. You can say
okay,
that.
She would be perfect.
I don't know what
I thought, you know. Imagine her as like, you know, it ain't that many black people. It's one girl that looked like
many.
Her daddy
there
had a story
any.
To tell. And so I just feel like Patti LaBelle would move a certain way in them capes with that fur. I feel like she would be great on Game of Thrones. Patti LaBelle would be great on Game of Thrones. Make it happen.
Side note. On Game of Thrones, the dude that plays Grey Worm, somebody emailed into the show and they actually told me that he makes music and he's good.
Crystal told me that.
Did she tell you that?
She did.
No, Grey Worm.
She was like, he's an artist. I'm like, stop. In the UK, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And everybody said he's really good. I'm like, I'm going to check him out.
We got to listen.
Yeah.
Sound
like a dirty old man, Grey Worm.
Well, that's his character's name on the show.
With him. Grey Worm.
We got to add him to our listens lately for next week.
Yes. Dialing back to the side note, I thought you were talking about Game of Thrones because of that weird skit that Katy Perry did dressed as Daenerys, but I didn't watch it because it was
I
on
I fast-forwarded
me.
All of her skits. Whoever wrote that,
no,
they played
sorry,
her so
that
bad.
That little dog in the dragon costume, when I tell you, I laughed for like 10 minutes
was it,
straight.
Who was it? Did Triumph the dog came back?
No, wait, I don't know.
Oh,
who's
no,
Triumph
never mind. Go
dog?
Ahead.
No.
It was like a little cute, like... Labradoodle leash looking dog, but it had a dragon. She was holding it.
I didn't even look at the dog.
Yo,
I just saw her and I was like,
me and Crystal fell out. I was like, that is so cute. I gotta get that for Link. Link would be like, bitch, get off of me.
Link will chew it up.
She'd be like, didn't I see this on Katy Perry's bitch? I'm
right.
Not doing
she'd
this.
Be like, oh, hell, no, don't chew this shit right the fuck up. I was I felt like whoever wrote for Katy Perry just really played her.
I was trying not to judge her for that because I was like, I got to remember that they're writers.
They played her like, and it was so cute to me when she came down in the Moon Woman costume.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, what a cute intro. But then when she kept the bit going, I was like, okay, now this is stupid. And then like during Swish
they
Swish.
They need you to write.
Yeah, please MTV. I would love to put my pen to the paper
you
for
would
the
be
paper.
So funny, especially because they need people to have jokes, like
right.
good ones. Though.
And, we can
and,
make
and,
it happen.
And great timing, especially
delivery.
To know people that can't deliver well. They
right.
need to know how to write for those people too. And
MTV, Dustin Ross,
please,
he'd be awesome.
And the part that really killed me was the fact that you know she's an artist, so she's hosting it. And the easier shot than that was her ex-husband Russell Brand hosted one of the MTV Something Awards years ago. So it's kind of like you did this after your ex-husband did this. Hey, why are you doing this?
I thought you were
going
to say he was there. I was like, ooh.
Did you see her dress on the red carpet? That white Stefan Rowland dress? I thought it was beautiful. I watched The Fashion Police on E! Yesterday, and it was so funny. Margaret Cho and NeNe Leakes had me dying.
Oh, my God.
But Margaret Cho said Katy Perry's dress looked like she ripped it out of a three-ring binder because you had that key. Huh? And she was like, just in time for back to school. She was like, who designed her dress? Mead? When I tell you, Margaret Cho had me dying. Nene, when she said it, Nene was like, girl, shut up. Like, I'm talking, they had me hollering. Go ahead.
I didn't know that they were on Fashion yes. Police. Oh,
Nene Leakes
God.
And Margaret Cho will have your stomach hurting on Fashion Police.
I just couldn't stomach the awards. And where I was, they were playing it on mute. So that was the only reason I saw some of Katy Perry.
It was bad.
But then I went back and watched the performances that I wanted to watch. And
I wonder why they won't part her hair and slick it down.
Who, Katy Perry?
Yeah, like that dress she had on with that short haircut.
I wanted to go
haircut.
Back to black hair.
Me too, but I could even do the short hair, but black if it was like sleek. You know what I
right.
mean? I think she would have been so sharp with that. And it's like they just letting her look like, I don't
Miley.
Know, they told her good job and shook her hair up. Like, good job. You know what I'm saying? Like, patted her on the head. That's how it looked.
I saw, whose performances did I catch? Cardi B's pre-show, which
yes.
was so good. She looked awesome. I
yes.
love the yep. sparkles.
Bodak Yellow, baby.
Yes. Oh, she's such a star.
Did you see that video of her telling us how she made the song
yeah,
on Billboard?
Yeah, she's so damn funny.
Oh, I loved it.
I love man. Her. Shout
Cardi's
out to Cardi, man. You just, I'm so excited for you.
She's a star.
Cardi's best
a
year ever for her. She deserves it. Who did I see? Oh, Kendrick.
Kendrick.
Yes.
He opened the show. Super,
yes, super, he did.
Oh, and then, okay, so.
I really wanted
PSA.
To talk about this, but go ahead.
I take back everything.
Yep, go ahead.
I've ever said
uh-huh.
about Lil Uzi Vert. I retract on previous episodes. Because he is so cute. His little knee-high boots.
He's so charismatic. He's such a bomb.
He's just so, like, I never understood it before, but now I fucking get it. Now that I saw him live and I've been seeing more of him, and his new project is really good, by the
really
way. The song with Pharrell.
Really good. Neon
Guts. The jam. Ooh. But he's just a star.
He is.
His
he
little smile,
is.
His little shimmy, the little shoulder shimmy he does, where he actually reminds me of you, Asante, because he be dancing backwards.
Look, that's why every time I see it now, I'm like, me and Uzi could be friends. Like,
for
just
real.
Out in public places trolling the fuck out of people.
He's charming.
And you know
he
what?
Is.
This awards, they sealed the deal for me for my love for him, too, because Ed Sheeran, I already actually really like and enjoy watching perform live.
He reminds me of Matt Rhys.
He does.
Right?
He
every
does.
Time I,
shout
I
out
know
to
Matt
Rhys.
Gonna kill me for saying that.
Why? Ed Sheeran is a good looking guy.
He is.
Not to say that Matt isn't, but you know, that's a compliment.
He's gonna kill me.
So all I know is when Ed Sheeran was performing and then I saw Uzi come out, that Uzi, when he got in his face and they were like rapping and singing back and forth and shit, I was like, this is it for me.
And Cardi's face when they
yeah, and Cardi,
yeah,
she couldn't
like,
take it.
No.
She couldn't take it.
I knew that was going to be a gift.
It. Lil Uzi is doing a whole lot, too. Like, his career is booming right now. He's getting ready to actually do Broadway.
Yes, he is.
They announced it last. He's about to do Broadway. He's playing Sofia Petrillo on Broadway.
Wow.
In the Golden Girls.
That's
going to
be good.
He's playing Sofia
really
Petrillo.
That is going to be so good.
It
I cannot
Uzi
wait for that.
I really
Sophia
believe
Petrillo.
That he was about to be on. What am I?
And he could not wait over here. I'm sitting up here like, let me make sure I get back to Dustin. And I clowned myself.
So,
cause y'all know damn well, Lil Uzi Vert would play a good Sophia on the Golden Girls. He would. Yeah. All he needs is that little picnic basket purse she carried.
I'm sure he got one. Get him a good cardigan,
yep.
some frames,
and some pearls, baby. Hey, Lil Uzi.
He is cute, y'all.
If you really look at the hair, never mind. I'm not going to even do it. Uzi could do that. I don't know why I got on board with you.
Don't encourage him.
Look,
because
Loki. Because for half a second, look. Now you're gonna be mad if Uzi Vert for Halloween decide. Because everybody loves Golden Girls, you know.
If he
just
comes,
saying,
yeah,
I mean, so he
next.
Could also play.
Okay,
the mom.
No,
he could also
no.
play
okay, well,
Hannah on the Haves and Have Nots.
Sing that song for me, Hannah.
Yeah.
and then Lil Uzi Vert come over.
Who can he play from Greenleaf?
Jacob's wife. That mean ass lady that played Jacob's wife. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The evil
well,
ass.
I just
yeah.
want to know
well, when left. We moving? that lady.
Just say thank you.
Yeah. Well, I go in and fuck him if he gonna give you the church. Her. That lady. That's who Uzi could play.
Oh my God.
Please take it back.
Okay.
Take it back.
So outside of Ed Sheeran and the Lil Uzi, I also got
the
to watch.
Lil Uzi.
So I'm not really into them, and I really want to be into them. But Fifth Harmony.
I like how they
I'm
threw
sorry,
that bitch
but that
back.
Girl falling off.
I watched
the
fell out.
I fell too. I was on the floor too.
I I was like, that look, is great.
Because let me tell you
that
something.
That was showmanship. You hear me?
Let me tell you something. When I tell you, I got so caught off guard. I was like, I know my girl starts the song. It's like, my black girl starts. And she's like, who said I was an angel? And the fifth is my fault. And I've always fallen out.
Let me tell you something else.
The shade.
That black girl, what's her name? I don't want to say the black
girl. Is it Normani? Normani. And do they pronounce it as Normani, or do they just call her Normani?
She is a star.
Yes, all on her own.
She did you watch when the performance? Look at her hitting her marks with that choreo.
All of
watch her energy, her passion, the way she was singing them songs. She impressed me. I noticed her.
She'll be the breakout.
I noticed her. Everyone's been saying that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I followed her on Twitter right before she went on, what is it, Celebrity? What's the
Dancing
Celebrity?
With the Stars. Dancing with the Stars. I want to do that show so bad.
And look,
see Dancing, the Paso Doble.
Low-key, I wonder
Justin
if,
Ross.
I wonder if, because they're so young, that she takes her artistry so seriously that when she got the Dancing with the Stars, if she was, like, taking that time to really learn some shit and do some shit. Because you could
I heard she was kicking ass on there, and she went home, it was, like, unfair or whatever.
It really was, because she was kicking ass before the show, so she probably really didn't need all that anyway. But, like, to show her, see her on the stage of the VMAs and just, like, kill it
she
effortlessly.
Because
she was still trying to hold it down with the girls, but she still was like, okay, well, this is my part. So.
She was like, look, we finna do this.
The
whole
else killed it.
Oh well,
I didn't catch any more performances.
Before we fast forward, Gucci came out. Gucci's on the
track. Oh, I didn't catch that.
Go back and watch it because Gucci's on the track. Gucci comes out looking fresh and fly as fuck
suit on that I have to have.
It is very Dustin. Dustin needs it.
I swear
Gucci
to God.
Needs to hit Dustin up and say, "Of course, we would give you this
but
suit."
But he has something else with him on stage too.
The missus. He brought the missus.
Really?
Yes.
What'd she do?
Oh, what?
Dance.
She looked like the fifth bitch on there that didn't fall off, okay? Because
really?
Keisha came out, it's dropped like it was hot, and she had on all silver. It was a pantsuit. It was bomb.
Like a cat
hair
suit.
To the back.
Yeah.
I hear that. I love how much he shows it off.
Bad bitch.
The Wobsters.
The Wobsters.
Love them.
Wobsters.
Can't wait for the show.
Cute ass
I might
concept.
Really try to see if I can go to the wedding.
I would love to go to the wedding. 10/17 on 10/17.
At 10/17.
And I'm wearing Gucci if we go.
Oh, that means it's soon.
Gucci. That's right.
Oh, congrats to the Wobsters.
Congrats to the Wobsters.
What other performances were good on the VMAs?
I only
watched
one other one.
No.
Mm-mm. What's the last one I watched? I watched Fifth Harmony.
The
Kendrick.
One that looked like it was the Heat. You could see the Heat performance or whatever. It was like, it wasn't them. They were in front of like the Heat screen. You could see them moving around.
Oh, 30 Seconds to Mars and Travis Scott performed.
Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't get into that.
When we were watching, because it came on after, we saw that after Game of Thrones, and I was saying that was the Night King. It looked like the Night King was celebrating.
It looked like the weather report.
It was very strange.
You know when they show the stuff on the
Jared
weather?
Jared Leto.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's him?
That's Jared Leto, yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, he was in a different group before. He's been in a couple of
groups. No, it
was
30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, it's been his group.
Oh, no, it is that one, but he was another one called Something Volta or something like that.
Oh, I don't know.
He's been a star for a long time.
Yeah. Shout out to him.
Well, he got a jewelry store.
Back in the day with Claire Danes.
Really?
He has a jewelry store.
Jared's.
Here we go.
That's how him and Claire Danes, that's how they ended up working together. He had Jared's and she had Claire's.
He gets me too.
Him and Claire Danes, Jared's and Claire's. That's how it was a match made in the mall.
Not Claire Danes.
That's how they would else.
I can't think of who else performed that I cared about.
Nobody.
Nobody, baby. I will say, I didn't go back and watch the performance, but some of the stuff that I watched, I was at a bar and it was on mute, so I tried to go back and watch what I wanted. Nicki Minaj looked really cute for the Katy Perry performance. That's what she did. But I need her to do something with that ponytail.
I didn't catch it.
Oh, I didn't really catch it either. I just saw how she looked. She looked great.
She did. She looked good on the red carpet,
really
too. Did you see her on the red carpet? And then it was like
the pink, the Pepto.
Oh,
yes.
I did see that.
I did see that.
Yeah.
That was cute.
It was very VMAs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was perfect. So,
yep, I think
that's
that
really
was
all I got
much,
for the VMA.
I watched on mute that other performance with Khalid and Alessia Cara and Logic.
Yes,
but that
I was actually impressed with that.
I didn't watch.
They have a song together. It was like a.
It was a
mashup.
For suicide prevention.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I gotta go back and watch.
And like
that.
Everybody, and it was.
I like the three
a bunch
of them
of people
individually.
On stage had
love
the t-shirts
her.
On. Oh. Yeah,
you know who I like them too, but you know who disappointed me? Julia Michaels. Y'all know I love
your
issues.
Chick.
They cut her off. That's how bad it was. Damn. Like, they started talking and, like, went
what
to commercial.
What was bad? Well, she just...
It just was not a good... She wasn't... She didn't sing the song the way that it sounds. And it threw the whole performance off. I don't even think it was, like, a style... I don't know. I was just let down, but I still love the song.
Probably,
I still believe in her talent.
It's her first time, though, isn't it? Like, performing...
As an artist, yeah.
I've been... People don't realize how scary that is. That's scary. That's nerve-wracking.
I believe it. I don't think that was... Oh, I mean, you know, I love the song so much that I was
that's
just like,
that's your jam,
damn.
Yeah.
The words are so beautiful.
I gotta go back and watch the whole show.
Unfortunately, I just looked for something VMAs related, and the Complex put out 2017 VMAs drew lowest ratings in MTV history.
Wow.
And I believe that. Just because the promo for that was not where it should have been.
I didn't even know it was happening till like the week of.
Even being in LA, the energy for it was not there.
True.
And like talking to people, and we're like, damn, like there is nothing happening talking about the VMAs. And people were like, well, you know, the fights this weekend. And I was like,
that's
oh,
what they
wow.
did.
And then Game of Thrones was on at the same time, which was tough because I wasn't going to watch that over Game of
Hit
Thrones.
Hit it then, mother. It's too much. It was too much.
And Insecure, too.
Too much. Ooh. Mm.
Well, that wraps it up for the VMA talk. Any listens lately?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, and we have some people that tie together that luckily when you brought them up before in the group chat, because I want you to talk about them, I can bring them full circle. Let's talk about some listens lately. The Lil Uzi Vert, Love Is Rage 2 is out. And I have been listening to that on non-fucking stop. Like I told you, like Fran was saying, Neon Guts, the track with Pharrell is dope. I can't stop listening to Sauce It Up, for real. And also, this project does have the EXO Tour Life song on it. So if you're not a fan of that Push Me to the Edge, All My Friends Are Dead song, it's on there. But that
Can I tell you guys that we went to the museum? Of not the what is it? The Museum of Natural History. Me, Jade, Crystal, and we took Noah.
Oh yeah, because
she wanted to see the dinosaur exhibit.
Yeah.
Why did Jade start singing "Push Me to the Edge"? All my friends are dead.
Because of that T-shirt. You always see that T-shirt with the dinosaurs on it.
I was so mad at her. She was dead serious. Started performing in the middle of the dinosaur exhibit.
I would have been right there shimmying.
And you know Noah starts dancing along. Oh God! Anyways.
Shout out to Noah who was at Afropunk on
She's
Sunday.
So cute. She took my place.
Yes.
Isn't that cute?
She's so cute.
She
like,
took my place.
The God. Y'all know what a God. Did you have any picks off of the project that you wanted to highlight?
Of course, Neon Guts.
Jam.
Because it's just the shit. But really, I like the whole project.
Right.
I've been playing it. It's one of those projects you can just let rock.
Right.
And
I've
it
been going
it's
over
fine.
And over.
Yeah, nothing that I had to skip. I do like. I don't know how to say her name.
Say
I don't know
her
if it's Lakely, Likey Lee.
Likey Lee.
Oh.
Likey
mm-hmm.
Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
She got a new project?
No, but I don't know if you're thinking. I'm not talking about the white girl.
Oh, no. Who are you talking about?
Yeah, because I know
you're talking
about, their name sounds
like Lakely, and it's like 47.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Is
I know
it
exactly. I don't know. I just say
I
that.
I don't know how to say it, y'all. It's L-E-I.
Is that the money girl?
Yes. L-E-I-K-E-L-I 47. And she performed at Afropunk. Let me tell you,
yes.
She had on this ski mask.
Brush my hair,
yeah, this
went
is the
downstairs. Favorite jeans on my rear. And I looked up in my mirror.
Jamming.
And I said, who's that there? Who's that there? In that mirror. I don't care and they're aware. Now I see just why they stare. I just paid them, I don't care. I know. So what, I got an attitude.
Okay.
Bitch, I got an attitude.
Oh, yo. So she performed live, y'all. When I tell you she rocked that stage, and being that she's like relatively unknown, she murdered over everybody I saw. Like,
good.
I can legit say that over every single artist at Afropunk. That girl. And I love her because she had on these big old dookie braids and then the ski mask.
Ooh.
So you couldn't even see her face. She had a ski mask and this big kind of Missy Elliott style outfit.
Ooh.
Presence. Just different. And the girls she came with rocked. Like, they danced their asses off. So I've been listening to all her projects. She has a rack of singles on Spotify. I just don't know how to say her name.
I don't either.
Like,
Like I saw her on the Insecure.
Yes, and Insecure had it was actually the song. It's called Attitude, by the way. It's on Spotify, but she has a Money song. Mm-hmm. She has a lot of really dope songs. Definitely check her out. I want her to blow up. Oh, and there was one that we were talking about the other day. We Not Homies.
Oh, oh yeah.
And you know what?
By Aaron.
Yes. That dude, he has a song with Jesse Reyes.
Really?
Yes.
Who is he?
I don't know, but the song... I should have checked him out, but I listened to the song with Jesse Reyes and I was like, this dude is dope. But when you put his name
Aaron,
there.
I mean, I hope I'm saying it right. Aaron, he spells it A-R-I-N, Ray. But he has a song called We Ain't Homies that I really like.
The jam.
And it just feels like it should be a hit. He gives me that vibe, like the way everyone goes up for Bryson Tiller.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the topic, why you on? Stop that acting like you know
yep.
me. Talking about my old I'ma friends put this... like we home. I get a high living, they don't know me. Talking about some old shit like you know
the piano.
Like you know me, nigga, you don't know me. Talking about my old bitch like you know me. You don't know me, nigga, we ain't homies. No, no.
Woo, a jam.
Yes.
And that's Aaron Ray, We Ain't Homies.
He has a project that he dropped last year called Phases.
And it is the shit. And first of all, I love the cover.
That's the one where Jesse Reyes is on the second to the last track called Lonely.
Oh, shoot. I literally been bumping his Phases project. I don't even know how I found that single. I think it might have just been me browsing. People ask me all the time, how do you find these? I literally browse.
Right.
I browse on Spotify, the new releases. You know, when you're listening to a song, it'll tell you, like, suggested artists on the side that sound like this artist. I'll click all of them, listen to all their albums. Like, I find music. I mm-hmm. make an effort to find new artists yep. and then put them on. Or not put them on, because I'm not a label. But
you're trying to put them in your rotation.
Right, put them on in my rotation and then, like, tweet about it and people find
just
them.
Get the music heard.
Yeah, yeah. man, because a lot of these artists are good. So dope. Like, jamming. So those are my listens lately. So a couple of newbies. On my rotation.
Did you listen to the new Daniel Caesar project?
I did. What is it? Freudian?
Freudian, yeah.
Yeah, I
even
really
like that
liked
track.
It.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a huge fan of... Oh, and how could we forget? Miguel.
Oh, we were going to forget.
Skywalker.
We were coming back to it.
Just enjoy the moment. The jam. Okay.
Quick to drop the bull like a...
Quick to dodge the bull like a matador.
Quick to dodge the bull like a matador.
Two of my favorite things together.
Him and Travis Scott.
Like, you want to talk about a dream?
You know what I appreciate? That y'all know how much I love Miguel. So literally, I think I had like 10,000 tweets.
Same
like,
here.
Fran, I know you're happy.
When I tell you, yeah. I woke up to that Miguel shit. That song, the melodies, all the reasons that we love Miguel's music, we love his vocal arrangements.
He's so fun.
Everything is on this song. All the reasons that we love him.
I really wish he would have dropped it at the top of the summer, though. But it's
me
all
too,
because right.
it's such a summer feel good.
Such
song.
A summer yes. feel good record. But it's okay. At least we got it.
It'll
I'm
take
hoping
us
that
out.
Means there's an album.
It can be the soundtrack for them do or die summer nights when you know you won't see the person too much more, and you just gotta be like, you know what? Let's shoot my shot time. Like. Boom.
Oh, that's it for me.
I just want to give a shout out to Amber Hassan, dope MC, female MC from Flint, Michigan.
Yes, go ahead, spotlight
the
chick.
She has a dope track, a dope project on Tidal called Loudmouth Ghetto Girl. And y'all know what kind of rap music I like, so you already know what time it is.
Yeah, she's conscious as fuck,
it's
too.
Very conscious
super
rap,
dope,
but
though.
Still with a hood edge
she's
that you'll
blow
love.
Up.
The things, the way she talks about like black womanhood and being a mother and a wife and just the things that we go through as black people, and she puts her own perspective on it. It is amazing. She has a song called All Keisha, and the chorus goes, I'm all Keisha, ain't shit, Becky.
Ooh.
Okay?
And it's bomb.
And,
it's really good.
And if you listen to the things that she's saying about how black women are there for black men and black people in general and just about the strength of black women, it's such an amazing song. So and it's good.
The
it
part
jams.
That is funny, and I didn't say this early because I forgot I was so high, but the part of that song that's funny to me is when she's like, get your hand out of my pocket.
Yeah, keep your hand away from my pussy.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she said, yeah.
Keep your hand away from my
pussy.
Get out of my pocket.
Keep your hand away from
like
my...
Like, you can't have none and you can't have none. Okay?
And also, making a reference to Donald Trump, the things that he said, but during the election, grab her by the whatever. She was making reference.
Right.
You just got to, I'm telling you, it's great. So listen to that really quickly. Also, there's a song by Partisan Fontaine called Food Stamps. I actually found this on Cardi B's Instagram. She had posted it, and it was the jam. Also, another high-energy rap song that I like. And that's it. And also, everybody listen to Travel With Me by Misun, M-I-S-U-N, just because I love that song. It's called Travel With Me.
Also, don't forget to check out Brockhampton. If you get into them at all, they just dropped their Saturation 2 project. Brockhampton is a bunch of different fucking people, and I don't ever remember all their names. Cause
it sound like a nursing home. You right. know, Sharon, they put her down in Brockhampton. Yeah. Oh, she in Brockhampton now.
Kevin Abstract back again, rapping about being gay and shit, which I really like. So check out Brockhampton if you have the time. Some of the songs are like really like super left, like really campy rap. And then other songs are like really like poppy and R&B and wavy and cool. So they've got a lot of specific things you might not like, but there are some really cool diamonds in there. So I like that.
Y'all giving me ideas for what to listen to.
Yeah,
playlist time.
Playlist okay. time. And that's pretty much it over here. I'm sure I'm forgetting a whole bunch of people that I love so much. Just don't forget, check out hashtag playlist pledge. I'm working on the playlist for next month. September, I have not named it. I'm supposed to consult with shout out to Bari on Twitter. I forgot what your full name is, but you always tweet us. I'm gonna let him name it. He said he was giving me a bunch of ideas for September.
Oh, cute.
And I was like, you know what, when I'm done with the vibe, I'm gonna let you pick, so you can have it. I don't care about the name, I just be trying to get the projects out,
right?
So that's it over here for the Music Man. We're gonna take it on over to TV Land.
All right, you guys. I want to really give a quick highlight to Baller Wives, a new series reality show on VH1. Ensemble cast. All the ladies are married to football players or retired NFL players. It's like Basketball Wives with a lot more money and a lot more extra family members to the cast members.
Yes.
So really, really dope. Shows a lot of great dynamics of friendship. I do like the way that the majority of the cast is kind of trying to keep things above board. There's a few rotten apples in there, and it's a few people who are problematic. Ooh. But my personal, I'm only talking about this too because I know people are watching and they want me to talk about it. Because I actually wasn't even going to watch this. I just couldn't take another one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, it's reality or scripted?
It's reality.
Reality.
I couldn't take another one, but I don't know. The very first scene was Michael Vick's wife checking him about the comments he made about
Kiafa.
And yes. It was a scene with her checking him about the comments that he made about Colin Kaepernick's hair.
Oh.
And that's what made me watch the show. It was such a real portrayal of their couple, and of a black couple, I should say, and a black married couple. And the way that she was checking him on, they kind of hold each other accountable.
Yes.
But I was very excited to see her and see that addressed. Who better to address it? Because we was cussing him out. So
right,
who better to address it so he can get the point than his wife? So.
Of course.
That impressed me. Geneva, who is married to Asante Samuel, great football player.
I know,
player.
Friend. It's going to fuck me up for a while, too.
But she's like, my favorite. I know.
It's an adjustment.
Did
period.
I miss a memo?
She
oh,
is.
No, no.
Right. You didn't got married?
Not yet.
But his wife, Geneva, very impressed with her sense of loyalty, her sense of friendship. And when she did not go to Miko Grimes is a cast member on this show as well. Those of you who are familiar with Miko, you know Miko.
Yeah.
She's a cast member on this show.
Tagstone.
Exactly.
Show.
Be that safe, one. Though. Word to Tagstone.
Word to Tagstone.
But she had an issue with Geneva not appearing at her party, whatever. Same type of conflict as always. She calls Geneva on the phone from the party to tell her, you know, she can't believe she didn't show up. Geneva told her, Miko, go back to your party. That right there, I was sold. I'm like, I love her. It's like, this is it. Me and you, us never part. Maki Dada. No. Love her. So Baller Wives is good, and it's just black people living really good. It's just good to watch. They're happy about having more kids. It's good. So watch that. Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, more of the same. There have been laugh out loud moments, but overall, it's just... Bridget Kelly's there.
Bridget.
She's such a great singer.
Do?
She's such a great vocalist. And so seeing her sing on the show, that was amazing. And I'm looking forward to more scenes with her. It's good to see Bridget.
Yes, I got to watch. I didn't watch.
I may watch just for her.
Yeah,
just
it's
to
just,
support
you
the
know,
homie.
That, to see her, that's great.
Power. I'm pissed because it didn't come on this week.
Jerks.
I was so looking
forward.
How you
leave us on a cliffhanger like that? And
I mean,
not
the hanger of
back.
All
is
clips.
Is it the last episode?
Yep, it's the season finale. All
right, they're stretching it out.
And shout out to Naturi Norton for making me excited to watch this, because when she's acting her ass off in this episode. When she was screaming at Ghost in the car,
yeah,
you can't. There's no fixing it. That was just so real. Like after your daughter dies, like. It was good. So, shout out to Naturi Norton on Power. I'm trying to think, is there anything else on television I missed? We already talked about the VMAs. Y'all know what it is. It's really nothing else. Insecure was great. All I got to say is you'll shoot your eye out if you want the best commentary ever.
You shoot your eye out.
That's right. If you want the best commentary ever for that, you know you got to catch Insecure T.
Hey.
On Loudspeakers Network. You know that's where you find that talk.
Shout it out.
So, yeah, that's all I have to say. Now, let's go on to Asking for a Friend. What they want to know.
What they want to know. Don't forget to email us at thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com as per usual. Before I get to ask it for a friend, because I forgot to say anything about this earlier, somebody emailed into us, and I'm so sorry about even bringing this up, but I just could not bring it up because of Dustin. Jordan emailed and said, love the podcast. I think the three of you together make for a winning recipe. Not sure how familiar you guys are with Leah Remini, Scientology, and The Aftermath, but it's basically a docu-series where Leah Remini, who famously left the Church of Scientology, blah, blah, blah. We know what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
To my surprise, I was watching the season two premiere last week, and I was settled for what I thought would be a heavy episode. And during the credits, I see who? Mimi Faust. So they wanted to write in and let us know that they saw that. And I just...
Did y'all watch it?
Well, I have been watching the show.
So do you want to talk about
it?
I did not watch
Mimi?
The one with Mimi Foss.
Okay. I actually want to watch it.
But, right? I've been hearing about it a lot, and I've been wanting to watch it.
I actually did a cameo appearance on Jaden XD's podcast last week, and it was about Scientology, where I talked about my experience in it that summer that I participated.
Oh, yeah, your prior experience,
yes. XD tweeted, Fran talks to us about her life as a Scientologist. I was like, former.
Okay.
Okay.
Please, sir.
Then,
let's be crystal clear.
Her life as a Scientologist, then.
But it was really a really good episode. I actually don't watch the Leah Remini one, but they kind of schooled me during the podcast on what it is, and I gave my two cents.
What makes Leah Remini's docuseries so good is the fact that she is a former Scientologist, and she got a vendetta because her and the church are at each other.
But she was also with them for
so many years.
I literally was with them 3 months. So for me, it's like, whatever.
So this is good because you're getting all the information about Scientology from the perspective of a person who ain't too happy.
Right.
So there's a juicy component to the
right.
show, right?
Yeah.
That makes it like, not only is it fascinating to learn about these people that live according to this totally separate, you know, set of rules and codes or whatever. So it's fascinating to learn about, right?
Right.
But it's also funny, A, because, like, they pull up on them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And they, like, try to get them to answer questions and shit. And the people be, like, the Scientologists have, like, Secret Service people outside the thing. It's just good.
What network does it come on?
A&E.
Okay.
Yep,
A&E. I'm going to start watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even mean to do all that.
It's all right.
Anyway, thanks for emailing us at thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com. And that was just to let you all know, if y'all got something y'all want to email. This one, I will not say your name. The subject is sex ruining everything for me?
Then, baby.
I'm sorry. I can't stop laughing at this first line. It says, hey, friends, you may refer to me on air as Boots.
Boots.
And I just kept thinking about New York and pick a wall, Boots. Like, anyway, Boots. I'm a gay male in hot, dry ass Texas, and I recently started
talking. Won't be calling you Boots.
Won't be doing that. And I recently started talking to this guy. Hope you are safe in Texas, by the way.
Absolutely, Boots.
We met in 2015. I thought you won't be calling him that.
Well, you talked about this stuff serious.
We met in 2015, but we didn't go anywhere because he was fresh out of a relationship and hoeing was far too important to me at the time. As I stated, we've recently rekindled our friendship. Only now we've become sexually active with one another. The first time it happened, it was completely unexpected. The intent wasn't there at all, for me at least. And we've had sex 3 times in the past 2 months since we've rekindled. The sex for both of us has been amazing. However, I believe it was a lot. Better for him physically, but more so emotionally. I won't go into details as to how I know this because that's too much nasty via email. Thank you for that. I was about to say, where are we going to go? After the sex, we talked. So after the sex we usually have, we talked the next day, and then he just got quiet. We talked finally after 2 days, and he said that he felt we were moving too fast and we were getting attached too soon, and that he's too busy with work and school, so he knows he isn't trying to do all that right now. He's in college. I work 2 jobs, and I'll be starting school spring 2018. I never intended on jumping in a relationship. However, I definitely won't stop it if that's where life leads us. He, on the other hand, put a halt to everything and low-key ghosted me, leaving me feeling some kind of way. I said all that to say, this isn't the first time sex has complicated things for me. I either get the it, sex, was good, but guys, they are too attached, or it was good, and they get scared and back off. Should I stop having sex altogether and focus on building completely?
Look at me.
So you think you're like, sorry, I was about to say something really crazy. So you had sex with your friend. Y'all were supposed to be just friends, and then they got attached, and you thought it was just going to be a casual thing. And now you're trying to figure out if you should stop having sex with people casually and figure out what you actually want from them before you have sex with them. Is that what I'm getting?
But it also kind of like ruined their friendship because now the friend isn't talking to him.
Right,
anymore.
I thought the friend got cut. No, I wasn't saying pass me that.
So
I just think the friend, didn't the friend cut it off?
The friend cut it off. The friend cut it off because I think they were getting too attached after the sex. He was saying that
the friend cut it off because the person who wrote the email in was getting too attached.
No,
Boots was getting too attached.
No, Boots had sex with his friend and his friend was getting too attached. And so Boots was kind of like, well, why can't we just keep fucking? And then Boots got cut off by his friend because, you know, they fucked.
Because he wanted more.
Right. And Boots didn't want more, but he didn't mind if it was going to be more. But he's run into this problem in the past where he's had sex with people and it's messed shit up. So he's wondering if he should just stop having sex with people right now because that's where things get a little murky. Because he didn't have any intention or intent when they had sex. So he just kind of kept... I mean, but if this is someone you friends with and then y'all just start having sex casually and then it's just a casual thing.
Everybody calm down. Everybody calm down. First of all, y'all messed around. Okay.
No,
it happened. It wasn't intentional. And that led to a casual sexual relationship, right? Okay. From there, you said the other one magnet stuck a little harder. And so, you know, they wanted to stick around more, but then once you were resistant to that, they detached themselves from the situation. This is becoming a pattern, and so now you're wondering if you should just stop having sex completely. No, I think you need to just... I think that there's got to be something that you're doing in the way that you are engaging with this with these people, talking to them, the things you're saying to get them to have sex with you, whatever. There's more than just the physical act of sex. If this is a pattern, if people are becoming clingy or getting too attached and seeing the promise of a relationship, it's not just from the way you fuck. You know, I hate to be
so
candid.
Or it was so good and they get scared and back off. He said, I either get the it was good guys, but they're too attached, or it was good and they get scared and back off.
Then you back off.
But he didn't want to back off in this situation.
But
it
doesn't matter.
But he got backed off on.
Right. So you gotta let that go first of all.
So he's asking if he should just
take a break.
Yeah, like why have sex with people and then they just leave versus having, like, you know,
versus what?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to put it together.
You see what I'm saying?
It
doesn't even make sense.
I think when they became friends again,
that's
it
one
wasn't
situation,
just friends.
Though. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm thinking in my head, when they became friends again, like whoever he was becoming friends again with, they probably thought that it was more than friends before that anyway. And so then they rekindled whatever that was, and then they just became sex people. And then he was like, well, damn, now that we passed friends after having sex already, even though it wasn't just having sex with this person like it should have been, it became like a, oh, damn, we had sex now, you know, and we've had it a few times, and this is somebody I've known for a long ass time, so they probably got their shit together, and they're here to be my man now. Like, the person that they fucked jumped to too many conclusions and ran off on the plug. And so he's asking, should I just stop fucking people if, like, stuff like that is going to happen? And I think I mean, not yeah, that's you need to stop fucking people, but like you, I think you recognize he recognizes that he needs to be intentional about why he's fucking or who he's fucking.
That don't mean stop.
It doesn't mean stop, but it means just take a better look. Okay, you helped me give him the advice. Thank you.
You know?
Just take a better look at who you fucking and when you fucking and why you fucking. Like, there are just basic rules, you know?
Why
like,
is it so deep? I thought, like,
it shouldn't
okay.
be that deep, but I guess...
You're cute.
I think
I'm
it's
cute.
Only that deep when you guys aren't on the same page.
Right.
So there's a miscommunication
happening.
That's my
point. You see what I'm saying? There's something
and
else.
And either... And I, the way I'm reading it, obviously I don't know Boots, but the way I'm reading it... Boots, either you are not telling us the whole story, because I know men have the tendency to be like, I don't know why she tripping all over me. But then, like, he met your mama. Like,
right.
After y'all had sex, you stayed in the bed and cuddled or
y'all
told
got
him
a
he could stay.
Old.
Or you, you know, hanging out for dinner or texting sweet things like a morning and this, that, and the other. And sometimes people's actions don't align with what they tell the person they're looking for. And that's where shit gets confusing. Yeah. And that's happened. I've been guilty of either side of someone telling me one thing or me telling someone one thing. And then, you know, sometimes physically you get into someone and you don't know that weird line between, damn, I do want to get close to you because I like being around you and you're mad fun and I like you. Like, I could be around you a lot, but I don't want to, like, be with you.
Right.
So then, but how do you express that? So we tend to fuck up because we'll like be with the person a lot and treat them like we're in a relationship.
Right.
While still saying we don't want that. And that's confusing to the other person. So it's just a lack of communication. Ooh, cameras. But I mean, I don't know. At the end of the day, it comes down to both of y'all sitting or whoever you're going to sleep with next, sitting down before it happens. And having a very clear conversation about your tendencies, if you know that you are someone who can kind of not align with your words with your actions, just be real. Like, yo, I have a habit of like getting mushy and then not really want to be with you. Like, put it out there. Mm. Be Cardi B. Just like be who you are. And the person will be like, well, I can't be mad at you because at least you
That's
said what
right.
it was. They know what they're signing up for.
That's right.
That's my advice.
That's our advice. I feel like that was a group effort to get to that. Because,
right?
Because
we're because over here trying to like
you're right.
put
I feel
the puzzle
like,
together.
I feel like he's leaving a bunch of shit out.
Yeah.
And like
we have the tendency to do that too.
Like
be
Boots,
like, I don't know why he's all over me. And
like Boots, I can't like help you if you lying to me too. Like, you know, when you writing into the friend zone, you can we the friends. You don't gotta lie to us.
Right.
So for me,
you
if
ain't
you're
gotta
not,
lie to kick it.
And not Lil Uzi's friends. We alive and well over here. Okay, so we paying attention.
He's rapping about money. I want some of Uzi's friends.
Well, hopefully that helps
hopefully,
you somehow.
I just...
Write us an update. Tell us the truth.
Oh, right. I was about to say, write us. Let us know the full story. And
then
we'll revisit.
We can have more context.
We'll
you
revisit.
We're
right?
trying to get to
if,
the good
If you
advice.
Don't
want to
write and do all that, I mean, you're just going to have to stay focused on the Cinnamon Girls over there.
And taking a break don't hurt.
It don't.
Maybe you need to revise what you want.
Even if you like as a man, because you know men feel like they don't have to. Like if you feel like you can't take no break, just take that moment before you get into something to be like, okay, what is this and why am I doing this? Or does this person know what time it is?
You send us that vague email with all them little bitty details. You ain't even Boots. We calling you Sandals.
John.
You know
Kletcher.
What I'm saying?
John.
Yeah.
John Kletcher.
Flip flops. Like that ain't even Boots.
Well, that's it over here. Don't forget to email us yet again. I love just saying the email.
Rihanna Pumas.
The friend zone at loudspeakersnetwork.com. Write us in and tell us if you caught a lot of Dustin's jokes and which ones you believe. Because sometimes you are just leading me down the path to what I think is believability.
So, yes, this has been, you know, great. And now it is time. Everybody knows that it's time, like the 12 o'clock on your watch. Yeah. For the Black Business of the Week.
BBW.
From my girlfriend of HeyFriendHey.com.
So I wanted to shout out this company called Paws and the City.
Paws in the City.
And it's a dog grooming company, but it's a
nice.
Black-owned company.
Nice.
Isn't that cute?
That mean they hair gonna be laid.
I know. Hello. I died because I retweeted it, and this one girl was like, oh, bitch, my dog is about to be
yes.
as lit as I am. Like, I loved all the responses because it's Black-owned, and when you look through their Twitter, which is Pause and the City underscore. And Pause, obviously, it's P-A-W-S like and the City, paws. Right? Like a dog paw. And when you look through the pictures, they do the cutest styles on the dogs. They can color your dog's hair if you want to, like, give them a little vibe. But it's a salon. It specializes in pet grooming and is one of the best in the city. Of course, that's what they say.
Okay, y'all better say that. It better be.
Right, and it says, our expert groomers provide a full beautification treatment, including bathing, hair cutting, and much, much more. Prices vary by breed, size of pet, condition of the coat, and cut style. And it's so cute. They do nail filing, teeth brushing, ears, dematting, and coat coloring.
Oh, nice.
Right, and then bath and tidy is what is the section. And then it also has a hotel. It has a hotel. It says, Paws on the City hotels are the best boarding hotels you can find. We have custom-made rooms for dogs and cats created to provide your pet with the utmost comfort during their stay. We offer day and overnight stays. So I think this is really amazing. They also do house sitting, apparently. So if you go on their website, pawsonthecitynyc.com, and this is in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, they have a lot of services. They do dog walking, food delivery for the dog as well. They can deliver right to your doorstep. All you have to do is make sure that your dog is up to date in their vaccinations, and that's it.
And not tender-headed. Make sure don't be taking no tender-headed ass dog up there to get their
hair braid out.
Yeah, and the TVs in the hotel got centric.
Oh, my God. So just a really dope, I've never heard of a black-owned pet grooming show. Dustin just took himself out.
They put a little Lowry's on the eyes.
Yeah, they do. The TVs got centric and it's bergamot in the bathrooms at the hotel.
Oh,
blue hair grease
God.
In the bathrooms at the hotel. Go ahead, friend.
They use Shea Moisture on the dog. No, they don't.
Money House Blessing Air Freshness in the hotel room.
But that's it. Just wanted to shout them out because I think that's the coolest business I've heard in a while. And the picture of the girls is so cute. They're so vibey and young and trendy and stylish. And I think it's cool, man.
I love it.
These young folks are out here flourishing. I was saying on Twitter the other day that we tend to highlight online businesses, but it's really cool to also equally highlight the businesses in our neighborhoods, the local businesses that need our support.
Brick and mortar, baby.
Right. The brick and mortar is on the ground. So let's keep pushing for them. You guys are awesome. Pause in the city, NYC.com. Check them out, Crown Heights, Brooklyn. And that's it for this week's show. Do you guys have any church announcements before we get out of here?
No, I just want these niggas to know they need to take their bitch to Pause in the City. Some of y'all niggas need to take y'all bitch to Pause in the City.
Asante.
Any church announcement?
Stay tuned. I'm gonna be, I don't even know what is about to come out your mouth next.
How do we follow that up?
Look, I'm sitting up here like, what else what more can I say?
Okay.
Check me out with Fury. He's going to be at doing DragCon. There's like a gamer panel. More information to come. It should be in the next like couple weeks.
In New York?
In New York.
Oh,
at
cute.
The Jacob Javits Center at DragCon.
I'm coming.
So, yes.
If I'm in New York, hopefully.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Cute.
So stay tuned for that. That's all I have over here. What about for you, Fran?
Nothing for me. Like I said, I'll be in Vermont. I don't know if we have any listeners in Vermont, but holla at the
Shout
kid if you
Vermont.
See me on the street.
Right.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
And then the next stop of my wellness tour is DC. We have Woo. A double stop. Right? On the 16th and 17th. Y'all always turn up, so I already know what that stop is gonna be like.
Oh.
Y'all are amazing.
Your
so,
Manuka honeys were at Afro
My
Punk
Manuka
Sunday.
Honeys,
yes.
I know, which made my day because I did not know they were gonna be there. And thank you to all of you who are asking me for applications to the Manuka honey lifestyle. I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Ooh.
And that's it for me this week. And that's it for the show. We hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did. It's
yes.
a long one this week.
Okay.
And we love you. And as always, thank you so much for listening.
Thank y'all so much.
Bye, guys.
Stay black and protect your magic.
And don't get nothing on you.